Blog Talk Radio.
Something is starting right now. Something is starting. Oh, wow. My little pony. My little pony. My little pony tail. My little pony. My little pony. My little pony tail.
Schoolhouse is our very first stop. Then let's try the ice cream shop.
My little pony. My little pony. My little pony tail. My little pony, my little pony, my little pony tail.
Starlight, sweetheart melody, bright eyes, patching clover, bonbons, baking cookies, girl, hurry up on over.
My little pony, my little pony, my little pony tail. My little pony, my little pony. My little ponytail, my little ponytail. Hello and welcome to My Little Pony Talk. It is Friday, February 26th. I am your host, Pandora Rose, and this is my co-host,
Cara Red Roses. Buongiorno.
What happened to little Allie Cat? What have you done with her?
Well, you remember those things she was saying last week on the show about Italian-Americans? I think she kicked off the wrong people. I got a good feeling she's wearing some cement overshoes right now, and they're making her talk.
Oh, no!
I'm only kidding. Everyone knows the mob doesn't really exist. She's not sleeping with the fishes.
I don't know. You know, Pinkie Pie makes you wonder.
The pony mob. Now, that is a reality, okay? And the kingpin, definitely Miss Pie.
She is definitely the ringleader of the My Little Pony Mafia. Yes, I agree. That's why there's so many of her.
I have music for that. Here we go.
Okay, little alley cat, now tell us, where did you hide the pony snacks? You better talk.
Little alley cat, just give them whatever they want. We need you on the show. Hurry up and get here as soon as you can, girl. Don't let us sick the big brothers on you.
I like that.
So, hey, you got me until little Ellie Cat can come by. And, well, you don't mind me having the Olympics on at the same time, do you? I got to watch my boy Ono here doing short track.
Oh, well, as long as he doesn't distract you in them little short shorts.
Not at all. If I have to scream or anything, I'll just put myself on mute.
And then I'll be
They're quick races. You see how fast these guys skate, right? I mean, the races are over in 2 minutes. It's like a horse race on ice.
No, that'd be scary. Horse.
Yeah, Olympic. Hey, well, they had the great skates outfit. That was horses on roller skates. And then they had
snow angels,
right? Mommy and baby pony wear. Good stuff. They thought of it 20 years ago.
Yeah, this is true.
They were ahead of the curve. But yeah, Olympic fever took hold of this house a week ago, and, well, it's ending on Sunday, so we'll get back to life as usual. The cool thing about it is that we can all watch it no matter where in the world we are, which is really kind of neat, you know, because when you're on the pony board, you're talking to people from Europe and from South America and everywhere else, Australia, down under, and it's neat because we can all talk about it, these, you know, events. Winter doesn't involve any horses, though. The equestrian stuff, that's the summer games. Then you get more pony people interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
But anywho, enough about that. Pony Joy? Where's my sprinkly sound?
Hold on.
Wait for it. There was Pony Joy this week.
Dear Lord, it was more like Pony Avalanche.
Oh, an avalanche? Oh, well, it is winter. There it is. The Pony Joy sound. Pony Joy sprinkles. Well, it sounds like you got a lot. Maybe I'll just do my quick thing first. And then I'll let you go. Okay, I'll give you a hint. He's big and he's muscular and he's light green.
He's big, he's muscular, and he's light green.
He's very handsome. He's got blue eyes and freckles.
And
he's sort of the color of ice.
Could it be? Oh, God, I just forgot his name.
His hair is white, like crystal.
Crystal ice? Oh, God.
Check, as Willy Wonka would say, check that, reverse it. Ice crystal. My very first ever UK boy, one of the mountain boys, and apparently a very popular one.
Oh, and yes, he is.
And I just finished working on him. Poor Icy had a run-in with, I don't know, maybe a dog or a cat. Somebody got to him, and they sort of decided to taste him. So he had a few little damages, which I just filled in with some super sculpt stuff. And I'm going to paint him tomorrow, and he'll be good as new. Otherwise, he's clean, beautifully clean.
Good to hear. He was saved and rescued.
That's all my bragging for the week. And, yes, I'm going to give him a great home. And I took photos of the restoration process, the corrective surgery, for anyone who's interested in learning how to replace a missing body part. The tip of his ear was totally gone. I had to totally just sculpt on a new earpiece for him.
Oh, dear me. Oh, dear my.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me see. What was my Pony Joy? Wednesday, I got a very interesting thing shoved into my door by the U.S. Postal Service.
Pony mail? That's the best kind of mail.
Oh, dear Lord, was it pony mail? Evidently, I must be the prestigious winner of the most packages delivered at one time to one address by the U.S. Postal Service. Because I won myself a United States Postal Service bin.
They left the whole bin.
They just came up the stairs. They looked and said, "Hey, there's the mail." Just threw the mail in there and just put it in the door.
You're talking about one of them white plastic things with the vertical lines on it, with the two handles. They carry bulk mail in. They left you a whole one on your doorstep because you had so much pony mail delivered in one day. Oh, let's win. Awesome.
So, yes, I do believe I am the prestigious winner of the most packages delivered in one day award.
I hope you took a picture of it, like everything just piling out of the bin.
But, you know, it didn't really look like that. There was that much in there. But it was just, like, so funny. I was just sitting there, and I'm staring at this thing, kind of like, I can't believe it. They just left me the bin.
That's awesome.
So I figured, hey, once I open up all the envelopes, I just throw them right back in the bin and just throw them in right where I've been keeping all the ponies.
That's great. Or you could use it for pony storage, you know.
Exactly.
Go to any collector's house, I guarantee you, 95% of us have some type of like a mixed Rubbermaid bin or cardboard box just full of assorted pony stuff that we just don't have room for.
Yes. That's what I have.
There you go. Instant storage space. Thanks, USPS. You're all heart.
Yes. And to anyone who is listening live who is trying to get into the chat room, sorry, I forgot to hit the button to open up the chat room, so it is open now, though.
Oh, no.
But I do have pony mail to open.
I love when you do that. It's like when you do it live, because your reactions are so much more genuine, you know? You don't have time to think about it in advance. We're actually getting, like, you know, live coverage of your pony surprises.
So, of course, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 packages.
Wow.
Now, this is just picked out of the several other packages that are still waiting in the bin. I just got everything, because I got some yesterday, I got some today. I've just been throwing them in the bin. I've been waiting. I've been accumulating them. A couple of these, I know exactly what's in here. There's one package, I don't know what's in it.
So let's open that one first.
Okay, I'll open that one first. Okay, let's see. This one came from North Carolina. Okay. I know, we should have waited for little Ellie Cat to come back. But, you know, we just can't wait. Okay. Here we go. Stupid plastic envelope.
See, I have a whole system. When I get pony mail, at first I got to go in the drawer. I got to get my sharp knives. Then I get the waste paper bucket ready in case there's, like, you know, wrapping paper inside. Then I get the garbage pail ready in case there's, like, confetti. And I got to, you know, you have to shake the box first. And, you know, confetti alert.
Okay, here we go. Okay, here we go now. Come on, let's go. Keep going. Because there's one of two things that could be in this package. Let's see. Here we go. I can finally get into this thing and start really tearing into it, as you can tell now. Oh, my God.
I like the sound of that gasp.
Well, what is it? Hold on. Let me check the foot. I must check the foot first. The feet.
Checking the foot for country of origin?
Yes.
Could it be? Could it be what you were talking about last week on the show?
No.
No? Something new?
A few days ago, while I was in a bidding frenzy, I looked and I found a new eBayer. Brand new eBayer selling several items. And one of them happened to be something we were going to talk about probably maybe tonight.
Something Italian. Ooh.
Yeah. And I looked and it's like, oh, she's only got a feedback of 5, but then I looked, and I saw it was Hodgemodge who gave her the most feedback. So I contacted her. Is she a good eBayer? I got the confirmation that she was. So I went ahead, and I bid.
With unbridled avarice.
Yes. I'm an Italian. White Tootsie.
Ooh, she's gorgeous. Bella, Bella.
Yes. Granted, yes, she's not mint, you know. She's her symbol has slightly rubbed off in spot.
Yeah, it's character.
Exactly. But she's my character.
That's right. She's all yours. Isn't she pretty? I don't know, you don't look at green Tootsie the same after you see Tootsie in white. You kind of look at it and go, yeah, this is how Tootsie was meant to be.
Exactly, but can you believe it? I go from, I'm not going to be getting any internationals to having an Italian in my herd.
That's how it goes. It's you know, once you what do you call it? You break the, I don't know, you break the glass. You break the glass ceiling where you put yourself. You say, oh, I'll never get this, or I'm going to wait. And all of a sudden, it's like the floodgates open. You just can go for it. That's how I was, too, when I got my first Italian pony. I said, this is good, but I want more. It's like a piece of chocolate chip cheesecake, you know? You can't take one bite.
You got to eat the entire cheesecake.
You got to have yourself a slice.
Oh, yes, definitely.
A big slice.
And granted, yes, she does need to have a little bit of washing down with a Mr. Scrub.
Yeah, Mr. Scrub, that white pony. Any white pony's got to get automatically scrub-a-dub-dubbed in the scrubby-dub tub before you can actually add them to your shelf.
You know, she is in pretty good condition. Her hair is a bit on the frizzy side, but I don't want to take out these cute little... The seller put these cute little rose things in her hair. And she's just cute.
Little ribbon roses?
Yes.
Oh, I like when people do stuff like that. And you're right. I have ponies that have those ribbon roses, and their hair gets mussed, but I just leave it how it is because I like the roses.
Yeah, because I don't want to take them out and then try to put them back in.
And try to put them back in again. I mean, we could, but who wants to do that, you know?
Aww.
I know what you're doing right now. You're just, like, petting her hair, aren't you? You're looking at her and going, she's so nice. You're straightening out her mane. We're all the same. When we get new ponies, that's what we do.
How did you guess?
Because I've been at it longer than you. my first Italian pony was an Italian medley. It came from So Silver, you know, Marco, who's actually Italian, and he's one of the foremost collectors of My Little Pony rarities that I know. And I've had the pleasure of meeting him in person, and he's fabulous. And he sent her to me as a thank you for hosting him when he came to New York. He came to my pony picnic. Hey, can I do a plug for that? I want to do a pony picnic in Central Park for all the New York, New Jersey, Long Island, Northeast area pony collectors. And come to the events forum at the Trading Post, and we're picking a date when is good for everybody. And it's potluck picnic, so that means you bring yourself, bring ponies, and bring something to eat. And we all kind of pool it together.
Sounds very, very, very fun.
Yeah. Oh, the last one was a blast, so I'd like to do it again and again and again. Okay, another package?
Yes.
Or can you bear to part with White Tootsie long enough to open up another package?
She
can watch while you open the next thing.
Yeah, she's sitting right here. She's watching. She's admiring. Okay, here we go. It's a box. I know exactly.
Drum roll.
Because you would have laughed. I went through all the packages and I looked at all their eBay, their PayPal shippings to determine which ones I wanted to open.
The old reverse lookup.
I matched the names and it was like, okay, this one I actually got on Monday. So I've been holding off on opening this one.
I admire your self-control and restraint. I would never be able to hold a package from Monday to Friday, knowing that there was Pony Joy in it.
Yes, but I had to share this Pony Joy. Okay, I am opening the lid.
She is opening the lid.
Ooh. It's my mock
mint on card
princess twinkle star from the second generation
G2 baby G2 oh yeah I'm dancing around my kitchen right now because you just got a mint on card G2 princess. All right. She's beautiful. I love her. I know you mentioned her last week, and I was going to go off about her, but I figured let me wait until you actually have her in hand before I just scream to the stars above how fabulous she is. I mean, if you're going to start with a princessy G2, she's definitely one to get. She's a quintessential My Little Pony. I mean, look at her colors, the symbols. It's what Pony was founded on. All that's missing is the rainbow. If she had a rainbow, that's it. She would just be fully flavored My Little Pony.
Oh, definitely. And as I said, this is my first mint on card, mint in package, vintage My Little Pony.
Now, savor the moment. Take a look at all those accessories and things inside and how nice they look on the card and the bubble, how shiny the card is.
Yes.
And those nice photos on the back. Ooh.
Card smell.
Card smell. Cardboardy.
And I was the only one to bid on this.
You're kidding.
I am not kidding.
Maybe it was, like, expensive. You know, people price mint on card things differently. Some people are realistic, and some people are just high. High-priced, high-minded, high on drugs, I don't know. they price things. I'm not naming names, but if you go on eBay right now, you'll find certain things priced in the, triple digits, when realistically they're worth double digits. But hey, if they think they can get that much for them, power to them.
This one was single digit.
And you know why no one bid against you? I would have bid against you, but I didn't know about her.
Exactly.
I've been looking for one mint on the card. You were awake while I was sleeping, while I was watching Apollo Ono. You were snapping up the good ponies. The whole world was watching Apollo Ono while you were snapping up the good ponies. So good on you.
There we go. Okay. Next one up. I know exactly what it is again. It is from England. So, without further ado, I'm just going to tear right into this sucker. Because I just can't wait to see.
Wow. Hi-ya! What is it, one of those brown paper small packets that England is so good for sending us?
No!
Those things are totally unreusable, by the way. England has, like, the worst bubble envelopes of all.
No, actually what they did was they took bubble wrap, they wrapped it around it, they took a box, they cut up the box, they taped that around the package, and they put it in just regular brown paper.
Well, 5 stars for inventiveness, but my goodness. Sounds like a lot of work just to wrap a little item.
Yes, but it makes it more sound quality.
I once had comics, like rare old comics, delivered to me in a Tesco's bag, which is just like your plain run-of-the-mill plastic shopping bag like you get at the food store. The books were rolled up, bagged up, wrapped in a sheet of whatever, brown paper, and addressed. It's sent that way.
Oh, my God.
Freaking England, man. So, okay, it sounds like the paper ripping has stopped.
No, that was evidently the third layer. I've gotten through.
It's like an onion. You got to peel away the layers.
Because there was not only big bubble, the big bubble wrap, but there's also small bubble wrap.
Oh, micro bubble wrap?
Yes.
Oh, I love that stuff. You don't find that on this side of the pond. You got to go to Europe for that. I love micro bubble wrap.
Okay, here we go. And there's also tissue paper under this layer of bubble wrap. Okay.
Okay, this is the moment of truth.
got to remember what her name is. I know it starts with an R.
What generation?
Generation, it's Rosette.
Rosette, the prize day pony?
Yes.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Oh, man, she
is.
Good.
She's clean then, not played with much. She's got that G1 smell. Because she has pretty hair.
She has
it's like a tangerine
hair.
Color.
And it's thick.
It's thick and it's wavy. Yours still has the curls?
It still has the waviness to it.
Nice. Gotta love those playset ponies.
Oh, yes.
Not a building playset. She came with, like, an accessories playset.
Yeah. But you just have to love her. She's just so gosh darn cute.
She's cheerful.
Yes. Good, 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 good. Especially those little freckles.
I got mine at the Rhode Island My Little Pony Fair in, when was that, 2008? Yeah. When did they do it in Rhode Island? Was it 2007 or 2008?
Maybe it was 2008.
I got mine from a UK collector who actually came all the way over and was taking advantage of our crap economy and set up pony table. So I got UKs from a UK gal.
There you go. Looks like little Allie Cat got away from the mob.
Oh, she escaped Pinkie Pie's Pony Mafia. Excellent.
Yes, yes. Let's bring her on. Let's see if she's all right. Spike will get revenge on you people. Get off me.
Sounds like a vendetta.
I am here.
A vendetta is being thrown.
You guys are in such trouble. Majesty is going to hear about this.
I confess, I was the rat that led them to you.
I thought they rose up, they revolted, they had Ponyville under control. What happened? Did you help? Did you have something to do with Pinkie Pie getting out? Causing problems?
I'm not saying anything. I take the fifth.
Yeah, I wasn't in charge of her security. I had to beat him off with a stick. A sparkly princess wand stick. Well, you know, you got out just in time because I'm in the middle of package opening. Awesome. I'm glad I didn't miss anything good. Oh, no, you did.
You missed the micro bubble wrap.
Oh, well, you see, that's what happens. A good thing I can download us later and find out what I missed. Well, let me give you a quick review of what I've opened. Oh, you've already opened stuff? Yes. Okay. Tell me. I remember that Italian Tootsie? Yeah. She has arrived. Yay! And did you open her? Oh, yes. She was the first package I opened. Awesomeness. How is she? She is very nice. She, of course, needs to be rubbed down with a Mr. Clean magic eraser. But other than that, she's pretty good. Her hair, yeah, it's befallen me. Time-honored. Let's become a little on the ready.
Oh, my feed skater is on TV. I'll be back in 1 minute, guys. I'm putting myself on mute.
I love how we're all so prepared tonight. Yes, we are. And part of her display symbol is a bit rubbed off, but, you know. She's got more than one. She's got several lollipops. Yes. You know, but she display symbol rubs, or symbol rubs bug me a lot more when it's a symbol, like one thing, yeah, then it bugs me. But if it's something like Tootsie or Peachy or something that has, like, multiples, and, like, okay, one clover is a tiny scratch on it, it's not as bad. Now, if her whole symbol is one big clover, well, then we got a problem. yeah.
It's like easier to overlook those little rubs. Unless, of course, you're me. I'm just doing this to make you feel better. But, yeah, in general, it's easier to overlook those rubs when you got multiple representatives of the symbol.
Exactly. But this girl, oh, yeah, I was opening her up, and it's like, wait a minute, I got to check that foot. And it's like, I looked, and it's like, Italy. It's like,
Italy.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that awesome?
She really is Italian. Oh, my. I'm rubbing her again.
Yeah, once you, it's so easy. See, that's the problem with pony collecting. You know, it's, a lot of pony collectors, they say, oh, I'm only a USG1 pony collector, or I'm only a Nirvana collector, or I don't really, like, it's like, before you know it, there's like a million and one things in the pony world to, like, get hooked on. It's so easy to say, I didn't really care about Italians until you get your first Italian.
Well, you know, my whole thing was, I was going to finish my U.S. collection first. Yeah,
it doesn't always
work
that way.
As you can see, that's just gone right out the window.
Yeah. Especially as we, like, go through these years, it really emphasizes certain ponies for me. I'm going, okay, that's it. I got to get that one.
Oh, yes.
Also, you can't control what comes up on eBay at any certain time. You know, you might be looking for one thing, but then you'll find something else. You know, it doesn't make sense to pass it up and wait until you're ready to collect that thing. No, go for it.
Exactly.
You got to do it. Yeah, you got to strike when the iron's hot, you know. I mean, I would love it if they all showed up in the order of my little, you know, hit list here. That would just be great and dandy, but it just doesn't work out that way.
Well, and then next I opened up my very first. My
first.
Now very precious. Mint on card vintage pony. Princess Twinkle Star has arrived.
Well, that's not vintage, that's a G2.
That is vintage. Where have you been?
It's the 90s. That's not vintage yet. It has to be at least 25 years old. Come on. Or
okay,
20. Give me 20.
Okay, semi vintage, okay?
Semi vintage.
Can we at least call her classic?
Classic. All right, well, I guess.
There you go.
Yeah.
But she's my very
Can't we just
first.
Call her G2?
But she's my very first ever before 2003 mock pony.
I think VH1 would disagree with Lil Alley Cat. They are doing shows
yeah,
called
you know
I
what?
Love the 90s.
I think it's actually, I'm basing this on old cars. Like, you before you can get, like, the special license
plate.
You have to. It has to be at least 25 years old. And for antiques, there's certain. You know, it has to be a certain age. So yes, technically speaking, vintage, according to like one of these dictionary places, is characterized by excellence, maturity, and enduring appeal. Classic. It also means old or outmoded. So kind of depends which way you want to look at that. Half full, half empty.
It's
yeah, so let me say vintage.
And the G2 line is so beautiful and so underappreciated.
What is it? Oh, I didn't say I hate the G2 line or anything. It's just when I think vintage, I don't think 90s. I think 80s, at least.
Be ahead of the curve. Start thinking of them as vintage now and start buying them up before everyone else wakes up and decides that they want them, too.
Well, there's enough of those already. I mean, it's not like they're exactly cheap. You know, the G2s, you know, the European G2s, typically you're going to be going around 20 and up. You can get lucky, get some for 10 to 15.
Hi.
So,
$9.99.
$9.99. But then,
yep.
Yeah, that's
single
awesome.
Single digits. That's sweet.
Awesome. You cannot complain with that.
And the one I just opened, just before you came on, was Rosette's.
The
perfect.
UK?
Yes.
Does she have curly hair?
It's still wavy.
She's a cool looking pony. I like her freckles.
She smells so good. Can I put her down?
Oh, does she have the G1 smell? the fresh pony smell that I wasn't stuck in somebody's sock drawer or ashtray smell.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what she smells like.
Because, you know, every once in a while you get those ponies that smell like they've been in grandma's, you know, bustier or something. Bustier. You're going, oh, this really wasn't what I was hoping for. Get thee in the bath.
Okay.
I've gotten the ones that smell like they've been in somebody's ashtray.
I got one of those this week, and boy, it has been quite the chore to try and de-stinkify her.
Hmm.
As a matter of fact, I should go check on her.
There's an FAQ topic on that if you go to the Trading Post.
You know, there are so many ways. People have so many ways that they say they handle it, and some of them just scare me, okay? Some of those suggestions I just will not do.
Well, I put them in the freezer. What do you do?
Freezer. Ooh, I'll try that next. Well, this one actually had a little tail rust going on, which said seller did not. Well, actually, this is my trade. I guess I should tell you. Dutch Diary. I got, not Dutch Diary, Dutch Shell. Dutch Shell came. Yay, my Dutch Shell.
Yay!
Which
Yay.
I had gotten in a trade. I traded, help me out here. Cha-Cha Llama. I traded Cha-Cha Llama to somebody out there in the other side of the world for Dutch Shell. So she's immigrant. She's, like, really from the Netherlands. She's, like, you know, not one-way ticket, you know, straight from.
She's an ambassador.
Yes, oh, it was awesome. I like it when you get them straight from the country of origin sometimes, like, rather than, like, them going through, like, a million hands and you get, like, some German pony from a U.S. person or something.
Yeah.
Like, it's neat when you get them directly from country of origin.
Yeah, direct import.
But she had a little tail rust that was unexpected, so she had to be decapitated, and she also smelled pretty ashtray-ish. So
it was off with her head, huh?
Yeah, off with her head, and boy, that was not easy. You know what? What is it? First of all, I've got to say something about the whole ashtray thing. The last four ponies that I've gotten from overseas, a couple from Netherlands, another one from England, I can't remember the other one was from Germany maybe, all smell like cigarettes. That side of the world really needs to like, you know what? They're all smoking. The entire European nation is smoking.
Is it them or is it the ponies doing the smoking? Really, collectors, keep an eye on your ponies. They, you know who their friends are. Talk to them. Make sure you know where they're going when you lock the door to go to work every day.
Smell
the pony
wear. Smell the pony wear. You know, if you have to, take hair out of the pony brush and get it tested.
Yeah, they'll say, oh, you know, it wasn't me. It was my friends. They were smoking. We were out clubbing, wearing our pony wear.
It's not
my
cigarettes. It's their cigarettes. Yeah, right.
It's from the club.
It's your coat.
You know, check around the general vicinity where the ponies are. They generally will stash their pony smokes.
Or you find the receipts. Oh, no, I didn't buy those for me. They just, you know, I was fronting them some cash because they bought me lunch, you know.
What, did they think we're stupid?
Yeah.
We were young once too. We knew all the tricks.
All of them.
We invented
those. I've also been married
tricks.
A very long time to a husband who took a while to quit smoking, and I had to go through all those tricks with an adult man. Finding receipts and boxes of cigarettes under the car, you know, seat. Go, honey. Want to explain
and the excuses
this?
Get more and more creative.
They do. But we are a smoke-free house for several years now, and let me say I'm very happy about that. But as a result, you have a nose for it now. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's like, if you, it's just like there's nothing worse than an ex-smoker when it comes to smelling, like, lingering cigarette smoke. You know,
it makes you very sensitive to it, right?
Very. Yes. It's annoying. But I bathed her, and she's pretty much dry now. She's looking all beautiful. Her hair is wonderful, and the tail rust is gone, and she's got the nice plastic zip-tie butt going on, so she can go swimming anytime she like. But I did read to stick it in the freezer. Does that really work? Does it? I'm asking. Karen.
I'm sorry, what?
Does it work? Sticking them in the freezer.
Of course it works. It works great. It works like a champ.
Awesome, because this
I put
one,
them in a, yeah.
This one is particularly stinky. I have washed her, bathed her, done all kinds of things that would normally get the smell out, and it's still there.
I use lemon dish soap. You know, it's not strong scented, but just a hint, you know. Give her a good wash, and then I put her in the freezer while she's still not quite dry, but not wet either. A damp, I guess you'd say.
Okay, and
she just
goes.
Leave her in there.
Mm-hmm.
And something, I don't know, the cold reacts with the fragrance. It just sort of just drives it right into the hair.
Boy.
And the plastic. So
I don't
she'll
really
come
get
out
it,
a few days later. You can leave her in there as long as you want, you know, a week or more. I've left ponies in there for over a week. I forgot they were in there, and no harm done.
You know what? I'm not telling
little
anybody.
Little icicle hanging off her nose, you know, but no harm otherwise.
I'm not telling anybody I just stuck a pony in the freezer, and I'm just like, you just know, like, my daughter or my husband's going to go in there for an ice pop, and this pony's going to be, like, right at eye level staring at him. It's going to freak him out. That's going to be awesome. Matter of fact, I should probably tell somebody, hey, what popsicles? Go get some. And then you'll hear a scream, and then you'll hear rumbling of people attacking me, and me getting out the princess wand and beating them off again.
Oh, God. Oh, you really should do that.
I might. I might just do that.
But, okay, I'm going to continue on with my package opening.
Oh, we got more packages. Oh, yes, it's tax season, everybody. Hello.
So here we go with package number 4. Here we go. Boy, that just was not, did not work like it was
Ooh.
Supposed to.
Two parts are apart now.
Okay. I know little Ellie Cat knows about this one.
Okay.
This was the one in which I made an offer.
That they couldn't refuse.
Nope, and they did not refuse me.
So this now pony. Now all three of us had said pony that you were about to say.
This pony I've been looking to get because I want her to go with me to the next midnight premiere.
I'm thinking of the other pony. Never mind. Yes, this one. No, me and her. We went and talked back and forth, and I helped her with this particular one. It was a wonderful moment. It was very exciting. Go ahead.
Twilight.
So soft, Twilight. Hello.
Oh!
She should have, if the pictures looked right, near mint flocking and nice pink hair.
Yes.
Pink
Does
hair?
She?
Wow.
Pink
yeah,
hair.
How pink is it?
It's pink.
It's pink. That's why I was like, okay, this is how much she's worth. Go. And she's like, okay. I was like, no, you must. You don't find them in this kind of condition often. Go.
Isn't she gorgeous?
Covered. And she's just like, oh, I'm feeling her right now. She feels so good.
Does she have any rubs? Couldn't tell. It looked like maybe one of the ears, and we couldn't really see the hooves, but the mouth or the face looked like it was good and everything.
She's from that second set of so soft. Do you notice how her flocking is more velvet-like?
Yes.
It's, yeah, it's a finer flocking.
It's shorter flocking. It's got a tighter nap.
Right.
Her ears, just a little bit, but the rest of her hooves, it's all there.
I'm telling you, she was worth every penny. I knew it. I said, that's a near mint pony. Get it. And I had a moment. I was like, yay!
Ooh,
we have converted her to being a pony snob.
She smells just like Rossetti.
Oh,
so she's
more
stuff
nicer
open up?
Than mine.
Mm-hmm.
What, her Twilight?
Mm-hmm.
She smells so good.
It sounds like the hair on hers is pinker than mine.
I got really lucky with my Twilight. I got mine from an adult collector, and as well as my Crumpet and a couple other ones, that all she did was take it out of the package, put the ribbon on it, and sit it on a shelf. So she was absolutely pristine and perfect and bright, and it's so hard to find that particular pony in good shape. That pink hair fades, that flocking is so easy to rub. She's a unicorn, or not a unicorn, a Pegasus. She's got more areas to rub. Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh,
congrats.
So good.
I remember how excited I was when I got my Twilight. You know, there are just some ponies you just distinctly remember getting, and that was one of them. I remember the moment I got my Twilight and my Crumpet, and I was like, oh! Matter of fact, I don't even remember necessarily who else was in that lot, but I remember those two.
So Soft Twilight was one of the first ponies that when I got serious about collecting, I took the time to search out. And I remember finding the one and saying, yes, she's going to be mine.
And I just happened to find her. You know, it was, you know, $27, I think, was the asking price.
I think they were, like, actually, it was a little bit more. It was, like, 29 something.
And I made an offer of $25, so, and I couldn't
believe
it.
But I wouldn't have told her that was cool unless it was an absolutely, you know, no, it's worth it. When you're talking about a near mint, virtually nothing wrong with second year so soft, come on. It's worth every penny.
Oh, yes. Okay.
All right, yeah. Are we done talking about Twilight Women? Because I'm sure if we let Amy, she'll talk about Twilight for another 10 minutes.
Okay, I'll move on. I'll move on to the next package from the UK.
Oh, that's right. See, I think we should have rethunk the idea of you opening all of your packages on the show, because you usually don't get half the post office.
Yeah, the show's going to be, there'll
about
be 10
Amy
minutes left
packages.
To talk about Italian ponies for the time we're done. Maybe opening packages. Because
yeah,
we have to give each pony their due time, you know? We can't just open them and then just say, okay, next. You got to talk about it. You got to enjoy the moment.
Yeah. And then,
well,
yeah,
know,
I opened all my packages this week, so all I have to do is give you a rundown.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
What happened? What'd you do?
I have Applejack from the UK.
Oh, yeah, I remember this auction, too. You made out pretty,
her,
well, pretty decent deal.
Straight-facing AJ?
Yes,
forward-facing AJ. And, come
her
on,
hair.
Sell the rest.
Her hair.
No,
her
sell
baby.
The rest. Yes,
her
the baby.
Baby apple. Oh, my God.
What, you've never felt the silkiness of a UK baby AJ and forward-facing AJ?
Oh, my God. Their hair is...
like silk?
They're perfect.
Just enjoy the moment. Breathe it in.
She's making
the
a pony
hair.
Discovery.
I know. I was like, she's
they're
a noob.
Mint.
She's a noob. This is the first for her.
No, they're totally mint. As in, there is nothing... not a mark. Not a scuff.
Boy, you can just feel it. Can't you, Karen?
Yes, I can.
This is so cool.
They're mint.
There are many expressions I could use for this moment that are just not appropriate.
I can
mint.
Think of one myself.
Yeah, exactly. Doesn't it seem like that? Gosh.
Oh, my God.
I fairly feel like... like, we need to make this an R-rated show all of a sudden.
We'll just call it a pony epiphany and leave it at that.
Oh, my God.
We need some appropriate music to go with this.
What's that? Womp, chicka, bow, bow, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, chicka, bow, bow.
Oh, my God.
Okay, you have to realize, I have never gotten a vintage pony.
No.
Perfect.
Really? We couldn't tell.
Should I put on the Italian love music?
I think so.
Where's Lady and the Tramp when you need them? For this is the night. Good night.
Oh my God, I know their picture was, I mean, they look nice, but...
like a big piece of pie, that's the more.
That's the pony.
That's the pony.
When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine,
it's
that
a mint
will be joy.
Okay.
All right, see if you can collect yourself. Fan yourself off a little bit.
Oh, man. Oh. Wow.
I know she's going to take him to bed with you tonight, aren't you? You're going to, like, rest them on the pillow next to your head so you can just, like, roll over every once in a while and just caress them.
I only do that with my most favorite ponies when they come in the mail. I take them
that's
to bed
true.
With me so I can rest them right on my chest while I'm watching TV and kind of look at them and mess around with their hair.
She's going to need cuddle time with these guys.
Absolutely.
So, you know,
But
just
there's a lot of guys. It's going to be like a pony orgy.
Yeah, but she's only this. Yeah, this is special. She'll always remember this one.
Oh my
God.
We'll always remember this one.
She's still going. Oh my God. OMG,
yeah, well,
OMG.
Karen, me and you will just carry on with the show, and Amy will join us at a later date.
No, I'm good. I'm fine now.
You're fine. Yeah, just, you know, it'd be better, just don't look. Just put them aside and don't look.
Oh, my.
See?
No, I just opened up another package, and I'm just...
Oh, no, not another one. You know, it's not normal to get two in the same night.
You missed the part where she said the USPS left a whole mail bin on her doorstep.
She told me. I was actually privy to that information. How awesome is that? She actually got, like, a plastic container, she said, like, the USPS, like, thing on it. I'm like, you've really got to take a picture of this.
Yeah,
and that's what I said.
Post it. I'm going to post it this weekend.
I demand pics.
I've been throwing the rest of the packages, and I've been getting them. It's been going right into the bin.
Well, yeah, so say you got to have a picture of, like, all these packages in the bin, and the bin, I mean, that's awesome. I need to do that. You see, now, like, I wish I could have done that. I got a lot of ponies, but what they made me do was come pick them up myself. That's what happens when you're in a highly populated area. They don't come to you anymore. They're like, you got too much crap. Come pick it up.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm opening up my
edit package.
It feels
like Christmas, doesn't it? Dang.
Well, let's just say I still have, like, a full bin to open.
A full bin? You're not, what, are we seriously making this the Amy opens her pony presents today?
No. I've only got one last one to open, and that's it, I promise.
Oh, okay.
But, oh, wow.
I think, is this, might be one I know of, I don't know. I don't know if it got here that quick.
It is the, wow, she looks totally different.
Yeah, I know, you know, it's not the same after AJ. Different. Come on, talk to us.
I got both bridal ponies. Even though I already had the one with the doves on it, I now have the one with the heart on it.
That would be Bridal Beauty.
Yes, Bridal Beauty. So I've got both brides now.
Pony Bride is the other one. Pony Bride's the one that our Pony Genie knows about.
I know that everything to do with brides, but yeah.
No, but yeah.
I just got a Mint and Boss Pony Bride last week.
I know. I didn't know if we talked about that last week, but that was like a
special
Valentine's Day present for you from Trax. Got you a Mint and Box. I mean, not to steal your thunder or anything there, Amy, but, you know, you talked about brides. I had to go there.
But, ooh, I finally have Bridal Beauty, and I have her yellow cake.
Her yellow cake?
Her yellow
you mean
cake.
Pony Brides?
Yellow?
Yeah, yellow? Wait a minute. First of all,
Bridal Beauty
did not come with a cake.
Wedding. Bridal Beauty didn't come with a cake,
yellow.
First of all. And then secondly,
like,
it wasn't yellow.
Yeah. Yeah, because I had Bridal Beauty Mint and Box, so I know everything about Bridal Beauty, and you have Pony Bride Mint and Box, so what the heck do you have?
I have a yellow bridal cake.
All yellow.
All yellow.
Not white turned yellow, but yellow, like it was all yellow.
I'm sure it's like not dingy, you know, sun faded turned yellow, brown.
She got like the banana flavored cake. Describe this cake. Does it have a little like cake topper of two ponies on the top?
Yeah.
And it has like little stickers with pink and blue designs going around it?
Pink and blue on the bottom. And then on the top, it has some yellow on the top one.
Some yellow? We thought it's not all yellow. Is it a white cake?
Inside of the cake looks white.
You do know the difference between white and yellow, right?
It does.
It's either a white cake or it's a yellow cake. And yellow, we don't mean like it's like a white frosting yellow cake, you know, with meaning, you know, regular pound cake or something like that. No, we're talking color.
Color-wise, it's all yellow, all one shade of yellow.
Okay, that's weird.
That is weird.
Is that a foreign variant or something? Where'd you get these from, Amy? What country?
From the U.S.
What? Yeah, so you're not doing no funny deals over the border somewhere?
No.
Because could it be a new discovery? A pony pound cake?
I don't know. I think we might just need to see a picture to know what the heck is going on here.
Are you at your computer, Kat?
Yeah, I'm there.
I am also on the computer. Feel free
we're
to
on
send
the computer
that
and we're
way.
Really curious now.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to send you the link.
To the auction?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, because we know auctions always have such great pictures. Yeah, no, do it anyway.
Except for you're offline.
I'm here. All right, now I'm looking at an auction, but this one's from the UK, and that one, though, it's white, and it should have, like, purple designs and, you know, like, as if it was done by a cake decorator. And yellow, not all the way. Plastic wedding cake. Now, you see, I'm not seeing anything about yellow cakes. There should be some yellow design on her, but the cake should not be yellow. And I'm online, so try opening up Pigeon. Let me see.
Hey, there's no cake pics in my inbox.
Yeah, really, what's going on here? I'm trying to get my thing to work. Oh, there we go. That might help.
What's the first three letters of your email address?
njponymeat@AOL.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, I think I got, now I got going. I know what was happening. Okay, you can, I'm here. Hello. There you go. I've got a pop-up blocker thingy that's just going nuts on me right now.
Okay, I got a link to an auction. Let me go.
So do I. What the heck is
that? That is a yellow cake.
That is yellow.
I told you.
That is a...
What the heck is that?
That is a very unusual looking cake.
Okay.
Is that some kind of freaky foreign thing from, like, I don't know.
That's what I'm wondering. Is
South
it
America?
Like the Argentinian variant or something? Did you just, like, get lucky and get, like, the $50 pony cake that somebody's been looking for 10 years?
And got it for, what, $5?
It's yellow. It's like a banana yellow.
Yeah, it's weird because in the auction it says colors in photo may appear different than real colors due to your monitor. So you're thinking, you can look at that and go, well, maybe, but no, that is freaking
yellow.
I'm saving this picture. This is bizarre.
Yeah, so is her outfit. I mean, look what the freaking Pony Bride is wearing. That ain't normal.
No, the one wearing the outfit is not Pony Bride,
that's
Bridal Beauty.
That's what I meant. I meant Bridal Beauty. And that ain't her thing. I mean, what the heck did they do to her? Stuck a doily around her.
Hang on, I'm going to go in the International Gallery right now.
I say, it's time to start doing some homework. Somebody's got to find the freaking yellow cake.
Let me take a shot in the dark. I'm going to say Argentina.
I would say Argentina would be a good place to start, I would think.
I'm in Argentina right now. You can look at a different country. I'm checking out Argentina stuff.
Okay. Let me think. My next best guess is... Darn, that was the one I was going to go with. I don't think we know enough about Colombia yet. Spain, maybe? Try a Spanish one?
Yeah, Spain was going to be my second guess.
Yay!
Okay, why don't I continue on with what this seller got, what I got from this seller.
Yeah, why don't you just, like, fill the
air
while we try to find it.
And I got my first UK mummy and baby.
Oh, you got an awesome deal on this. I was jealous.
I got Sunbright's mummy and baby in their hair. It's just so...
I know. You got a freaking cool deal. And you got those for, like, the price of one, didn't you? It was like...
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my gosh. I mean, I was so busy looking at other stuff that I didn't even realize...
And they're perfect except for the baby's feet. There's a little bit of ink on the very bottom, but looking at it, unless you turn it over, you don't see it. And the same thing with Mummy. She has a tiny dot of ink, but other, if you don't turn her over, you don't see it.
Oh, awesome. I'm having trouble finding stuff about Spanish ponies.
I'm encountering a lot of broken links here.
Yeah, there's some of the sites that I like to go to are not cooperating.
Oh,
I know, we're just going to, like, forget Italy, all right? We got to find out the origin of the cake.
The yellow cake.
Welcome to the show. We're going to talk about Amy, all the things that she got, and now we're going to spend the next hour researching a cake. All right, did you get through Argentina stuff?
No, I'm about halfway through Argentina stuff.
Let's see. Now I'm in Spain, and not seeing much about Spain there. Dang it. Peru?
Yeah, maybe Peru.
Yeah, but there's not a whole lot of information out there for Peru.
Hmm.
Okay.
Does it have any
Google?
Kind of markings on it, like, you know, underneath? I got rid of my regular cake so long ago I can't even remember. Greek? Is it Greek? I don't think it would be Greek, being bright yellow. I mean, I guess it's possible. They made so many orange things, you know. They have that dye color.
Made in China. That's about it.
That really doesn't help, does it?
Oh. Jeez.
Yeah, really?
Oh,
well,
that's a mystery.
Shoot. I gotta find more links. This is crazy.
Oh, I'm on Livonia's site now.
Okay, well, I won't go there. I just left Kim's site, I think. No, I didn't. I left Collector. Was that Livonia? I might have just been at Livonia's site.
Livonia is My Little Pony Collector. You were
just
there?
Yeah, I just did Livonia, so.
All right. Never mind. It won't
go
be
elsewhere.
Bad. I'll go on DV.
I was just about to go there, so you go to DV. Damn. Get out of my head.
My God.
So, you need to, like, talk, Amy, because for
okay.
a change, me and Karen are speechless.
Okay.
Yeah, enjoy the moment.
Yeah, because it's not going to happen again. As soon as we get our wherewithal, it's all over.
The last thing I got was a Dream Castle game.
Dream Castle game?
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10... 12, 13, 14.
You know, and the other person I can think of that I can ask has used up all of her texting minutes, so I can't text her to find out if she knows, because she is like such a Nirvana, you know, variant kind of guru kind of person that I think she could possibly know, and I can't contact her.
Oh my God.
Oh no, not another one.
Boom, chicka, wow, wow.
I got a vintage.
What do we got?
The vintage.
Vintage
My
what?
My Little Pony Dream Castle game.
Yeah.
And it has all the pieces.
Well, duh.
That's what you were counting?
What, you bought a game expecting it not to have the pieces?
But
she is really not picky, is she? I at least, you know, demand that when I buy a game, it has its pieces.
Well, she said it had all the pieces, but, you know.
You didn't believe her.
No. Wow. This thing is totally cool.
My
awesome.
Favorite G1 game is the merry-go-round game, because me and DDK played that for years. It was like her favorite game of all time. And we almost sold it, and then DDK, Sienna, Kitten, whatever the heck she wants to be called this week, was like, no, we need to keep it. And so now I'm like, well, duh, okay, we're never going to sell it. Matter of fact, we can go home, we're going to play with it.
Oh, my God, I can't believe this thing has all the pieces.
Why don't you, like, go down all the pieces while we, like, tell us every piece and all of the
describe
colors.
Describe each piece.
Well, it has the four pony pieces, and then it had all the cards that come with it. And, yes, that's what I was counting. I was counting out 32 play cards.
Wow, you did that pretty quickly. I'm impressed.
Well, that's a fast counter. You sure you didn't miss one? Might need to count them again.
No, I'm sure I didn't miss one.
Keep checking. All right.
Okay,
you know
just
what?
For ha-has, I went through Italy. I couldn't find it on Italy either.
Wouldn't that have been just hysterical?
Oh, I figured, yeah.
All right,
I
am just going to, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take it live. I'm taking it live right now. Okay, and I am going to the source. I'm crossing lines here, so don't anybody get mad at me.
Okay.
Never.
We have no clue what she's doing. Oops.
All right, you just hang on. Okay, guys, we are live.
Hello, hello.
And Clueless.
Hello?
No, no, I meant, like, I'm telling you what I'm writing. No, I'm not saying. I can't let anybody in. I don't have a switchboard. Hello? Oh. Would you, like, think I was, like, I hacked into the computer, Amy. Somebody's live on the show. That was great.
No, but yes, these were the big buys of the week. And now I'm going to go back to my Apple Jacks and just start stroking their hair. Oh, my.
Good idea. Pet those Apple Jacks. Yeah, their hair is so, like, silky and squishy and soft.
Yeah, but so were the UK Mummy and Baby.
They have great hair. They just have amazing hair.
And the tails, the Applejack has it's maintained its little curl. I just can't believe it. They just look so gosh darn cute. And we're just sitting here listening to
listening to us type.
Now we should have hopefully some replies quickly. I don't know how accurately, but let's give that a couple minutes. Let's see what comes up.
Okay.
I might have to. Should I use your link for a reference? Is that okay?
Go for it.
All right.
Now I'm on Lady Twilight's site.
Lady Twilight, are you on? See, it'll be funny if you find the information after I'm, like, sitting here going.
Well, her set, her website, the greatponies.com, she's very organized. I like how she lays everything out. You know, she has a whole thing just for accessories. And it makes things very simple to find. If you know what it is you're looking for, something specific, she's grouped everything real nice.
That is nice. Which site is this?
GreatPonies.com/.
Oh, gosh, I've been to that one.
Yeah,
GreatPonies.com. Why does that sound so dang familiar?
She sells on eBay. I think she might be the same person that's Great Ponies on eBay.
Great Ponies.
Oh, I love Great Ponies. She's a great
www.greatponies.com. Brushes, lollipop. Yeah, I've gone there.
Yeah, she's got nice, like, thumbnail photos of all the rings, keys.
Yeah, she's awesome. I go to her for all my brushes and combs.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't even think about, I was like, why is she so familiar? Because I spent the last week poring over all of my sparkle picks and trying to, you know, because there's like 50 different sparkle picks, trying to make sure I had all of them going to the right people.
Oh, that stuff
yeah.
makes my eyes cross.
It does. You're
it.
Sitting there with, like, four different pinks in front of you, and you're holding them against the light, and you're putting them against white pieces of paper, and you're looking at them at different angles, and it's insane. So did you find it on her site at all?
Nope, not yet. She's got all the bride stuff, all the outfits sold on card, you know, the ones that came with the ponies, the ones that came without the ponies. Pony bride, she just puts wedding cape. She doesn't describe it. Now I'm looking for photos.
Wedding veils. She's got wedding veils, wedding gowns, wedding garters, wedding rings, other wedding accessory, cake with pony bride. And it only has the one, and it shows it white. And there's no additional information. There's no, we know of this particular possible variant. What the heck? The freaking mecca of pony accessories does not say anything.
Hey, Panda Rose, how would you like to trade that icky yellow cake to me for a nice shiny white one?
I've already got a nice shiny white one.
You don't need that stupid yellow one. It's ugly. It's yellow. Ew, somebody peed on that wedding cake.
Ew, don't eat that yellow cake.
Ew.
No, my interests are purely scientific.
Truly.
You
just can't, you've got to do the investigation in person. You know what's really messed up is I remember her showing, and I didn't even think twice when I saw the yellow cake. It just, I don't know, I was having an off day.
How did you let that go by? You saw the photo beforehand and you didn't notice
it. For some reason, I think I'd seen this. I've caught some other stuff this week that I'm, like, waiting out right now that I'm just like, oh, that's so awesome. But, I mean, how you saw the picture. How do you miss the freaking bright yellow cake sitting in the very front and center?
Yeah, it's bright and shiny.
Yeah, it's as yellow as it gets. And maybe I just thought it was the picture for a minute because it's on that wood, you know, and you can see, like, a little, the ponies have a bit of a yellow kind of
everything in the picture looks beige. It doesn't look
beige
like natural light.
Oh, so, yeah, you could sit there and think, maybe. And they did say the colors were wrong.
These
oh, wow.
Bright white.
There's my lunchbox. I'm not paying $20 for that. We'll get there in a minute.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I got to get the lunchbox now.
Right, to display with your...
Yeah, the thing we'll talk about in a minute, after we figure out the freaking cake.
I don't think we're going to figure it out tonight.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be like, okay, we're going to do the research and we'll get back to you next week. I'll
there
keep an
go.
Eye on this post. Maybe I should spam. I should just like flood like every board and every forum of every board and see who answers. Do you think they
would
like,
ban
me for that?
To do that? Cross post everywhere.
Do you think they'd ban me? You think I can get away with doing that?
Don't push your luck.
I'll take and post too.
I'd say pick your favorite three places and pump it out there.
You know, I'm wondering if I should post in the Nirvana forum, but I already post in the main forum. But the Nirvana forum would probably be the guys that would know.
Yeah, if it's weird, ask there.
Okay, I'm just going to copy-paste it over to the Nirvana forum and tell them, sorry, I'm in a hurry.
We need this answer yesterday.
Yeah, right?
Don't laugh, I'm right now bagging up all these ponies.
Well, what's the condition of the bride like? She's not yellow, right?
Oh, my God, they're perfect. They're bright white, no marks, no nothing.
And what does the bottom of her foot say?
That's what I forgot to look at.
Made on Mars?
Bridal Beauty is made in China.
Well, there goes my hopes of her being Italian or Argentinian.
And then the other one is made in China.
Yeah, I mean, it's just maybe, I'm probably going to get back some, like, really stupid answer.
It'll be a lame answer, like, oh,
yeah.
The cakes turn yellow if you leave them in the sun or in
yeah,
the
hot
car.
Yeah, they turn bright banana fluorescent yellow. Yeah, that happens all the time.
Even? Completely even?
No, we're kidding.
I'm just
somebody's going to know.
I hope so.
Well, now that we've spent 20 minutes talking about the crazy yellow wedding cake.
The crazy cake anomaly, yeah.
Yeah, and considering your thing with the brides and everything, this is, like, disturbing.
Yes.
You know, you would have thought you would have known. You would have been on this. You would have been like, ah, I've been looking for the cake.
Well, that's why I'm so interested because, you know,
I'm not. It came from Chile by way of Austria when it was made in Australia from a mold made in South Africa.
Now, I don't think that cake is of this earth, but we'll find out within a day. We'll have an answer on that. See, I'm not a bride's authority, but I'm definitely interested in brides and bridal accessories. So that's why I'm dying to know.
I wonder if there was a fakey maid, like a fakey bride.
This person you were going to text who used up all her text minutes. Maybe I'll give her a call. She didn't use up all her phone call minutes.
Yeah, well, no, she's actually out right now because I tried calling her too. She's at a busy, crazy restaurant. I don't know if she's home yet, but an hour ago she was not.
Oh, it's Friday night. I forgot. Yeah
hello.
People have lives and they do fun things on Friday
night. She's still young. You know, she technically doesn't have the ring on her finger yet. So, you know, you act differently. It doesn't matter if you've been with the person forever, but you act differently.
Well, I put off doing the laundry for this. Shows you how exciting my life is.
Yeah, well, I was busy fighting off the throngs of Ponyville anarchy.
The thongs of Ponyville or
thongs.
The thongs?
The thongs. You need to get your mind out of the gutter, girl.
Oh, Lord.
Let's get that music playing again.
Oh, my God.
I love the oh, my God, that she threw in for us. That was great.
Who, me?
No, as we were doing the bomb with the wow wow, she's going, oh, my God.
Wait, I have the best sound effect for that. Do the music again.
Bomb chicken wow wow.
Oh, I cut her wires, that's why. I had one of those talking baby pony heads that make the bottle sound, and then they go, ah.
Oh, darn, I didn't win, and it went for $70. Shoot, hate when that happens. Okay, so while we wait for maybe an answer, which we're not going to get in the next 30 seconds, so we should maybe move on to me. Let's talk about me.
Let's talk about you, and I'm going to feel my clay to see if it's hardening yet. I got a custom on the table that is setting up.
Oh, do you?
It will be unveiled at the Maryland Pony Meet.
Ooh, yeah, you know what? DDK wants me to make a custom. She wants a custom made, and I have to figure out if there's a way to do what she wants to do.
What does she want to do?
Well, first of all, I don't even know if technically it would fit into the custom theme that we're doing, but I don't think that matters at this point. But essentially, DDK does a lot of anime kind of artwork, but she does everything. It's all computer for her. Everything she does is, you know, she's got a tablet, you know, one of those tablets you draw, and it draws on the computer, and
ooh,
paint programs and all that baloney. But so she could do, like, the design or whatever on there, but I'm like, is there a way to, like, print it out and, like, instead of having to, like, paint onto the pony itself to, like, you know, like, print out a sticker or a shrinky dink or something and glue it? You know, because whatever she does on the computer is going to be impossible for her to replicate by hand.
The short answer is yes, there is a way.
Oh, well, good. Now I have to find out how.
Okay, I can tell you where to go for that. Go to the trading post, hit the FAQ, and look in the customizing section. Somebody details how you can print out symbols to stick on a pony that you draw on the computer.
All right, because her, yeah, because it won't, if it's not, you know, it's got to be perfect, you know, if it's got to be her, what she does, or it's just not going to fly. And
right.
So that's also, it's good to know. So go to frequent asked questions and I can find it. Next thing is, I've got to learn how to rehair a pony.
Hmm.
Yay.
Oh, there's tutorials for that.
I know, but that means I have to do it. I have to get a bait. I have to get the hair. I've got to do it. And you know what's going to stink is if I actually do this, if I catch the customizing bug, I'm going to be mad. I'm going to, like, you have to go after somebody. Because I have several times almost made a custom pony, and I have managed to not do it. And I thought it was free and clear. I thought, nope, I'm not going to become a customizer. Don't care if I went to art college. Not going to use that skill ever again.
Oh, come on. It's fun. It's a very rewarding hobby.
I know. I just have a feeling if I go here, I just might not come back. You know what? Shockingly enough, we're not getting any replies. Can you believe it? Okay, well, let's move along. Because if I sit here and just keep hitting refresh, it's going to make for a very boring show. I'm wondering if we lost half of our listeners already.
You're going to make me go get more packages and start opening.
Well, I can talk about what I got this week.
There you go.
I mean, since we're just going to give up and not talk about Italy.
We're not.
See, well, at this rate, we might squeeze Italy in for a few minutes. We got a... I mentioned that Dutch Shell arrived,
yes.
And she is now sitting in the freezer, and I feel really bad. There's something really creepy about the first time that you shut a pony into the freezer. It's like you can almost see them go, no, don't shut the door, don't shut the door. Oh, dang, oh. That felt bad. I mean, that was hard. That's really hard. I'm going to, like, probably wake up in the middle of the night and go take her back out of the freezer because I can't handle it. It's like going to haunt me, you know. She's just a pony. She'll be okay. But, you know, in the Netherlands, they're used to cold weather, right? That's
there
it. I'll just think of it that way. I should have made her some wooden shoes. Then I wouldn't feel bad. It'd be like she's ice skating.
Hans Brinker pony in the silver skates.
Yeah, see? That's what I got to do. I got to go whittle some wooden shoes now.
Speaking of skates, guess who's on the TV right now? Channel 4.
Your
Apollo,
speed skater,
oh,
people?
No. Yes.
Oh, I got a fakie I had actually been wanting to get for like the last, I don't know, 10 years that I would either never get around to or trades would fall through or something stupid would happen and I just never wound up getting one. And I finally got one and it's a fakie, but it's one of the few fakies that I think everybody knows about and usually wants.
Oh, we're talking about the infamous fakie, the queen of all fakies.
The queen of all fakies. I finally got one. You think you can take a guess at who that is, Amy?
No.
Who's the queen?
Oh, come on, Amy.
What one fakie you know you've heard of?
The one where you look at it and you go, what the?
You go...
No. Really, I don't.
I got a princess rinse and spit. That's
the best
gargling.
Made up name ever.
Isn't it?
And people don't know that she's not really called that. Because
I
that's
remember,
what we all call her.
I remember when we
that.
Made up the name. I remember that. Do you remember that? I remember when we first found Princess Rinse and Spit, and we just had a riot with her, and then somebody said something about calling her Rinse and Spit. We're like, let's do that.
That person was Lady Minty. None other than
there
Lady
you go.
Minty.
Do you even remember who it was that coined the term? I just remember the thread and the teeth and everything else, and that was awesome. So ever since she got a name.
Oh, no. Apollo fell down. Apollo's down.
Get up,
Apollo.
I'm
having an Olympic moment. He fell down, and I think the Canadian guy, too. Oh, ouch.
You know, when they're wearing those suits, they, like, slide for, like, a million yards.
Yeah, those suits are aerodynamic, and they're designed
to be
slippery and zero friction, so they just
go. They keep going and going and going until they hit
He's up. He's smiling. He's up. He's laughing it off. He's got this face like, oh, my goodness. He
yeah,
ran right
I just
into.
Fell during the Olympics.
He was making a move. He put his hand on the guy's, where his symbol would be if he was a pony, and knocked him off balance and then tripped another guy. And oh, it was just bodies flying everywhere, skates in the air. The Korean guy went flying. The Canadian guy bobbled, but he hung on and he went off track. And
well,
then Ono
he's
just
a,
went,
he's a
oh,
Canuck.
No.
The Canucks have to walk on ice to get to school.
The Canadian did not fall. The big, tall Canadian is okay.
Of course he didn't. That's what I'm saying. He walks on ice for a living.
He spun around, but Ono is out of it.
And you really thought the Korean guy was going to last? Come on.
The Koreans are kicking butt at skating this year.
Are they?
And they're kicking butt at figure skating.
Figure skating?
Figure skating. You didn't watch the women's long
program
last night.
I didn't get a chance to yet, no.
Well,
but I sure as heck would have never counted a Korean.
It was the best performance I've seen since Nagano in the ladies' competition. It was absolutely beautiful. It's worth watching, absolutely.
I'll YouTube it. So much easier.
YouTube it or go on, you know, NBC.com and download their Special Olympics viewer. And then you can watch it just like
cooler.
TV. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, they have this like thing. It's a Microsoft-related thing. So if you have a Mac, you might not want to do it on your Mac. But if you got
I've
a PC,
got,
go
I've
for
got
it.
A Mac, and I've got two Macs and two normal. So I've got everything covered. Isn't that freaky? God, I'm such a geek. So, all right, let me tell you what else I got. I got a mitten bag black project pony, which completes all of my project ponies. I now have them
Yay!
All.
Yay! Blackie! You didn't have a Blackie?
I know. Can you believe it? I don't know how I managed.
Where were you in 2005 when people were going to the pony project and getting them for everybody? Everybody in the whole world signed up for a Blackie.
I know. I did. And it was one of those things where it fell through and stuff happened. And it was when I was in the process of moving halfway across the country again. And it was like, you know, I went one day, and then they were out, and then they had them back in, and I was like, I'll get it next week, and then it was just like one of those things. It's just like, oh, I'll get it later, and then before you know it, it was done. I was like, crud. And then
an epic discovery, the first black My Little Pony. I was there. I was at the art show, and I got there, and I went to the merch table, and I saw it, and I was just floored. I wish I had had a camera with me at that particular time.
That was definitely a moment, definitely, I bet. I mean,
but I remember running back home, can't wait, hopped online, logged onto the TP, and I said, you'll never guess what they have.
I think I was just feeling really frugal and didn't want to fork over the money at the time. I mean, because when everybody tried to get them, I couldn't get signed up. I couldn't get anybody to get one for me. And then they were going for highway robbery. And then they were available online for a while. And like I said, just crud happened. The next thing I know, I didn't have one.
We were getting them for people at cost. Me and Princess Luna, we were going to the show. Taking sign-ups, you know. We weren't charging extra for them.
Well, I think it was probably during I went through that small two-year, I had something crappy happen, disappeared for a little while, and I was just kind of on the fringes. I remember I got some stuff, but something happened that I didn't get the black one, but I have it now, so everything's okay.
Well,
and
my next question is going to be, did you take her out of the bag?
No. Of course, no. Actually, I have all of my project ponies still in their bags.
Really?
Yeah. I know. Can you believe it? I mean, I want to. I want to take them all out of their bag. I just don't know if I can do it. I have all of my project ponies in their bag, and I have my Bay Breeze in her bag, and I have, you know, all those guys are in their bags, except for the Comic-Con ponies because, well, I don't know why, but the Comic-Con ponies aren't in their bag, but the one is in her box. But all my project ponies are in their bags.
Now, wait, the first Pony Project pony was a Comic-Con pony, so. What category did you put her in? Open or unopen?
You got to
talking about the white one.
I've got
the first Pony
the
Project
white one with
pony.
The pink eyes. She's in her bag.
Yeah, you could only get that at the San Diego Comic-Con.
Really?
So that makes her both.
I got her
she's
sent
a Comic-Con
to me from somebody in New York or something.
Mhm. Well, quite possible. Lots of comic dealers in New York.
So the regular white one with the red hair and the pink eye and it says Pony Project on it was from the Comic-Con?
That's right.
From the Pony Project show?
Nope. That was where you first saw her. You went to the San Diego Comic-Con and she was there. That was a teaser. And people got it and brought it back and said, what is this? What's the Pony Project? And there was a postcard that came with her and it said, it was in the box with her, the Pony Project. And then we go on the website, and it was just like a blank screen that said the Pony Project. And we'd watch it and watch it to see when the info would get put up. And then that was how we found out about the art show.
Huh. So you mean, I thought the white ones were also available at the art show.
Let me try to remember.
That's where I thought that we got them. Like, that's where the majority of people got them was from there. Well, either way, I got a white one. She's in her bag. And I got the
black one?
I got the black one in her bag.
And the tricolored one, that was a special thing.
Right, the one, the press release one, and I have
press
that one.
Yeah.
So I got all those guys. Yeah, and I'm kicking myself. Can't believe it took me so long to just get off my tush and get that one. And I got a Mitten Box Euro Super Long Hair Rainbow Treat.
Slow down. What was that again? Super Long Hair Mitten
European
Box.
Release only Rainbow
oh,
Treat.
Oh, the Euro one. Yeah.
Yeah, the Euro Super Long Hairs. So
right.
I got Rainbow Treat this time.
Rainbow Treat.
She's the one that has like the candy corn and stuff on her.
Yeah, yeah, candy.
She's awesome. And
speaking of candy, you know what time it is.
Okay, I guess we'll. I guess it's pony time for pony snack time. While I continue talking about what I got, and I was on a fakie kick this week. I got me a buttload of fakies. I got.
Did that hurt? Having a buttload of fakies.
Yes, it did. I don't recommend it.
I don't think we're going to be going that literal, okay?
Hold on. Pony snack time! Sienna?
Sam!
You need to, like, get one of those giant triangles,
you
know, and bring it.
Pony snack time? Oh,
okay,
I so
got my snack.
All right, I'm going back down the stairs. Ready?
This week's package of
it
pony snacks came from LLB Pony Girl from the PP. It came in my swap package. I was in the species custom swap.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about where this week's snacks came from. I got another gift.
Somebody else sent you pony snacks?
Yes, other people sent me pony snacks.
Wait a minute.
One little envelope of them. One little package.
One envelope, I see.
Not a box. Like you were my pony snack guy. No.
Oh,
I got
so
one
my
little
fakies.
I got the
three sparkle fakies that are in the G3 modes. I love sparkle ponies, so I'm very happy without those.
Oh, Windex arrived. Awesome.
Green.
Sparkle Windex. Okay, what do I got? I got two purples. I got one blue, one green, two pinks. One looks like it's red.
Mm. Oh, my gosh, she gave me her green. I didn't even have to ask.
And two yellows. Nick got one yellow.
I've got three greens.
I'm feeling blue. I got
three
four
dark
blues.
Pink, one light pink and four purples. And no puppy to come and claim any pony snacks. Evidently, he doesn't want any this week.
I have no pink. I have dark pink.
Pony
no
parrot
yellow.
Wants a pony snack. No, you're not getting my pony snack.
Pony
good
parrot.
For birds.
I already fed the child. The child actually gave me her green.
Oh, wait,
so
never mind.
Shocked. I didn't have to fight. I didn't have to tackle her. I didn't have to do nothing. She gave it over to me.
Never mind. Here comes the puppy. The pony puppy, he's coming for his snacks.
Okay, so, yeah, got the three sparkle fakies, and I got two of these, the cool G3 fakies that have charms even. They even have the fakey charms, but instead of them being translucent, they're, like, opaque.
Yeah, those are nice. They're in the
aren't they
G3
awesome?
Mold.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're
well
like
done.
They're in the G3 mold. I think they're a little short. Are they shorter? But they have short hair instead of long hair, and they got, like, a little bit of glitter on their eyes, and they're actually pretty darn awesome. I think they're really cool. So I've got all kinds of fakies going on in my house now. I got a little fakie army. And I did a trade and got Mitten Box January Carnation, the G3. So now I only need March and September. September. And I got, I can't remember everything else I got. But I got one really big thing this week. I got... Aren't you going to say what?
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 Thanks. I got
what did you
some
get?
Original production artwork. It was the artwork used to make the merry-go-round lunchbox and thermos. So the artist who designed the thermos and the lunchbox art, I got the art. I have the actual concept art that was done in colored pencils that apparently is great because he messed up and didn't know all the proper colors for all of them, and one was like a pony that never was actually made. in his concept drawing, or the colored pencil one.
So bear with me. I'm going to pull up the pictures of this because I know where they are online.
And then the painting, he corrected it, but it's really cool because there's like these vellum kind of tissue overlays where they have like all these correction annotations and like where they're going to put the layover of the text and things like that, as well as like for the thermos, it's
right,
the
thermos.
Line.
You know, it's one continuous picture. It's designed to wrap around
mm-hmm.
the thermos. So picture the entire side of the thermos laid flat.
Yeah.
And
so and it's really cool. It's like this stuff is so big.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, they have to
actually
have to start big, and then they shrink it down for production.
Right.
It's like photographed and stamped and statted and made
small. They do so many
so
things to it, and it's
mm-hmm.
interesting because it also had one of the production stickers. So, like an unused, like I guess that was stored with the artwork itself. Okay, this is the sticker that we slap on the lunchbox, you know, on its original paper and everything else, unused. So I have like an original production sticker to have right next to the original production painting, which is right next to the original production concept drawing, and then the, I don't even know what to call the ink drawing for the thermos, but something is missing there. I didn't get all the artwork related to the thermos, but I did get the ink drawing, so that's pretty awesome. But it's, again, when you look at like the sticker and the painting is not as dark, because when you shrink it to like, you know, 25% of the size of the painting, all of a sudden all those things get more intense. So you're
yeah,
looking
right
at it and you're going, why is Flower Bouquet's hair so light pink in the painting? Well, and then so dark in the actual sticker? Well, because when you shrink everything down, it intensifies. So, but it's really cool. So now I'm having to try and figure out how I'm going to frame all this stuff.
And
but
I said I would do some research on it for you, and basically everyone said the same thing. They said if it's framed and it's under UV, you know, plexi, you
mm-hmm.
no longer need to worry about having the tissue layer. Just remove it.
Well, not the tissue layer. It's not so much just for protection, but like those two, they're like more like a thick almost vellum or something. They have all the annotations and stuff on it. So it makes you go, but that's so cool. Seeing the thing where they say, you know, correct
right.
the graphs and find a better color blue over here and the date of the changes is on there. And, you know, that's
oh,
kind of
wow.
like the personable part. And I'm kind of reluctant to want to, like, not display that, as odd as that is. I mean, if you display
and
it
no,
like that, you don't see the painting.
You're not alone like that. A lot of original comic art collectors keep the notations and everything on their art pieces, and they don't frame them. Instead, what they do is they buy a giant art portfolio so that you can slide it in and out like a pocket, like a giant
well, I
pocket.
Have, it came, all of it came in this giant clear envelope. I mean, it's like, I guess you'd say it's like a portfolio. It's a big packet. It's just clear.
Because
plastic.
That stuff is of interest to collectors. If you just wanted to put the art on the wall, that's easy. Frame it up real good, take off all the other stuff, you know, and just file it away. But if you want to keep it as is with all those interesting little corrections and notations and stuff written in the border that you wouldn't see if you framed it,
mm-hmm.
put it into a portfolio or a giant sleeve.
I think that's what I have here.
Put it
portfolio.
Around that way.
I think they sent it to me in a portfolio because it's a giant clear sleeve. So what
I hope
do,
you don't frame it because I'd like to see it with everything just as you got it.
What I'm considering, because if I frame it, I'm not going to frame it where they cut anything out. I'd be doing it more like where the stuff is on the top instead of behind something.
Mm-hmm.
And if I do anything, I would frame maybe the colored drawing because that has no anything. That doesn't have tissue. It doesn't have vellum. All it has is another piece of paper basically folded over on top to protect it. So I'm not losing anything by framing that. Nothing's getting cut out of the picture. And I could frame the thermos one as well because, again, all there is that little piece of tissue paper, but there's no annotations. There's nothing going on there other than just covering maybe to protect it. you know, maybe I could, like, do some sort of thing where I'm framing it with the sticker. But I don't want to frame the painting because of all the annotations and all the other cool stuff.
Yeah, leave that alone.
It'll probably cost
me
a couple hundred. I'm just going to wait before I
do it. Kim Schreiner has a collection of original cells, G1 cells from the, you know, original six. The very early My Little Pony TV commercials had, like, 3-second animations in them. She has cells from that, and she could have framed it all, but, you know, each cell has that paper overlayer with the rough sketch on it. She keeps all that stuff in one of those big black portfolios with multiple clear page pockets, like giant size. It's like 24 by...
This envelope that mine came in, because I've got a 24-inch... Yeah, it's like 20 by 18 or 22 by 24. It's big.
Mm-hmm. And that's what she keeps her original artwork in, My Little Pony G1 artwork. Come here, pony parrot. Come on.
But yes, I will be bringing that with me to the meet, because that's something I'm sure will be, it's one of those things that when you see it in person, it's so much more special. I mean, sure, you can see some pictures online, but seeing it in person is so cool, because especially this older art, you know, now everything is digital.
Yeah.
You know, but this, you can see, like, the paint strokes and the pencil. Yeah, a human touched this, you know. It has all those
made
things.
Made by,
like,
humans.
Right. I mean, you sit down and you can see that somebody sat and did this. You know, it doesn't, not saying that, I mean, sure, we all know when we see computer animated stuff that they
did
that.
People
did
computer animated stuff, too, but they did it with real, you know, pencil point touching paper, you know.
Right. So that's
a lot
so
of art
cool.
is still done like that nowadays, but you see less and less and less of it.
Well, part of it is
just,
I think, also the because of the speed of production, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Foxtail, who's also, isn't that Aurora? Foxtail? I get confused.
Don't know.
She does artwork as well, and she says the same thing. Basically, now, because of the digital technology, artists are expected to produce so much faster. You know, you don't get to sit and you have to kind of jump some of those steps. So it's nice to have a piece of artwork. I think the coolest thing is so many people have commented that they like the colored drawing, the colored pencil drawing the best. And I tend to think it's because when you look at it, it almost looks like something you could have done yourself, like as far as because it's so real looking. You know, everybody had colored pencils. Everybody's colored colored pencils before, you know?
So you're being inspired to pick up your pencils.
And so you look at it, and it's like you understand what you're looking at. You can see what it is, you know? And I think that kind of gives it a real personal touch. Nobody is commenting on the yellow pony, on the yellow cake.
Hey, you know what you could do? You could scan that and make a print out of it. And use that print for T-shirts or buttons or mouse pads or whatever you want. You own that original art.
I own the original art now.
You own
you
the rights to that.
How do you think Pat Thompson would feel about this? That's the artist. That's the other cool thing is it's signed. It's signed by the artist. So, I mean, sometimes that production work, they just pop it out and you don't get a signature.
Well,
and
it was, you know, it's work. It's been paid for. So that artist no longer has any dibs on it. But you'd have to take off the My Little Pony logo to resell
any of that. Well, the final painting has no My Little Pony logo on it because it has that vinyl overlay that shows where the My Little Pony logo would go. Possibilities there.
Things that make you go,
Either way.
But, yeah, I can't get over that variant version of, what's her face? The
Yellow Pony cake?
No, the variant version on your original art.
Oh, yeah, the merry-go-round pony that's purple.
The merry-go-round pony
yellow.
That's purple, and she's really supposed to be the
Brilliant
blue.
Blossom. She's supposed to be that sky blue color.
Yeah,
but if you look at all this stuff, and I see I have the artwork in person, it's much bigger than a little computer screen, you know, because these original drawings, I mean, literally, the lunchbox picture is maybe 20% the size of the actual drawing. So I'm looking at this, and you can, like, see how they, like, even some other parts of these other ponies, they kind of messed up some of the colors on and some of the design aspects of, and you're going, oopsie, did you even look at that pony? But for the most part, it did pretty good, except for that purple one. That purple one, you're like, whoa. But you know what else I noticed? Sparkler isn't on there. There's only 5 merry-go-round ponies on the lunchbox. Now, on the thermos, there's 6 ponies, but this thermos drawing isn't colored in. It's just the black ink outline because the artwork on the thermos was done differently than the artwork on the lunchbox.
Well, you got to figure, there was only so much room, and on a merry-go-round, you normally only seat 5 ponies.
This merry-go-round has 4. See, so there's no excuse because they got 4 ponies on the merry-go-round and 1 pony, flower bouquet, prancing off in the grass all by her lonesome because she thinks she's better than everybody else.
Okay, then.
She found a particularly nice patch of grass over there, and she's keeping it all to herself.
Well, there you go. She knew she was looking for the wedding cake is what it was. Excuse me, I got a wedding cake to find.
Okay, let me revise that one then. Then it's the fact that the size of the merry-go-round, you've always got 1 pony that's behind it.
So, I lost her completely on that.
I'm just marveling at how strange this merry-go-round is. You know how merry-go-rounds are always on a platform?
You have to step up to ride on it.
This one is just like a weird circle in the ground.
It's like a tent.
It's like a strange tent being held by poles. Yeah. It's almost like they threw down a rainbow-colored circular tarp.
Right? It's like a weird tent.
And standing on it, and this pole just grows out of the ground with your typical canopy tent top.
But, you know, it's kind of interesting because when you look at the thermos drawing, like the ponies are almost getting impaled. Like if you look at all the poles that come down, it's like little things you don't notice when you're looking at a thermos. But when you're looking at the, you know, large in your face artwork, you're going, wow. So poles are actually coming down to each of these ponies. However, they only come to the tops and they don't go through them. So they're not impaled.
They don't go through the belly. No.
They're not impaled. But it kind of makes you wonder.
It's almost like they're standing in front of the poles.
Right, but there's no pole behind them either. Like, the pole just, like, kind of comes down to the pony and disappears.
And, yeah.
And so it's kind of weird what they do with the poles there, but.
In the final painting, Diamond Dreams has her nose down. She's checking out the floor, too, saying, how does this work?
Yeah, how the heck did they do this? You know what it looks like? It looks like, it looks like Sunny Bunch is going, do you smell that? Sorry, my bad.
And you see the poles in the final painting too. They're next to the ponies. They're not.
But at least they're going to the ground, like the one behind Diamond.
Yeah, they
Dream,
do reach the ground. Yep.
You can see that they're supposed to go to the ground. Now the ones in the thermos, you just kind of wonder what these poles are doing, because there are areas where they should show if they're going to the ground, but they don't show, so they just mysteriously disappear when they hit the ponies.
Yes.
That's kind of weird.
The magic of ponies.
Magic pony poles.
Yes.
So we got a bunch of ponies dancing around poles. Boy, there's a theme tonight.
Yeah, anomalies.
Oh, I was going with bow, chicka, wow, wow. Pole dancing.
Oh, and may I add, I love your socks.
Oh, thanks. Those are my boot socks. Those are my extra thick multi-ply.
He has lumberjack socks.
Lumberjack socks, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that's what I was like. Here's size comparison. These are my feet, and this is the painting.
It gives you a sense of scale. I'm guessing you're about a size 7 foot.
About 6, 6 and a half. 1 foot is a 6, the other foot is a 6 and a half. That's what happens when you're in the military and standing in parade rest for so long. You put all your weight on 1 foot, and your foot grows. No lie, true story.
And my first reaction was, how is she putting her feet on the wall to take this shot? And then I realized it's not the wall at all. It's tiled like a bathroom wall would be, or some kind of tile wall, kitchen wall.
Yeah,
but
I know,
it's
but
actually
it's my
your floor.
I was going to do the wall, but I couldn't get the angle right with the light.
And I pictured you laying on the floor with your feet up on the wall taking the shot. Don't ask me why. I don't know. It was late at night, and I wasn't thinking
that
clearly.
That would be something I would do. I'm eccentric enough to do that, but I didn't. I chose to actually just lay it on my nice, clean floor. Believe me, I was, like, gingerly placing it, making sure the floor was perfect. Nothing was going to get messed up. Then my cat came along. Dolly, my avatar kitty, wanted to, you know, because you know how cats are. You put something paper down, they want to come step on it. And so I was like, no! Almost had like a personal freaking signature of the cat on top of the pony artwork.
Yeah. Oh, you know, the cat has a name. This is groundbreaking. I just learned the Avatar cat's name tonight.
You didn't know her name was Dolly?
I did not know her name was Dolly.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, Dolly, my Avatar kitty that everybody knows better than they know me, is named Dolly. And I came to an absolute pony realization this week while talking about Dolly and some other instances that I got Dolly, like, within a month or two, like, in the same time, like, within a couple months of when we started collecting ponies. So Dolly is, like, as old as our pony collecting. Dolly is synonymous with our pony collecting.
She's been there since the beginning.
Yep, the very beginning.
Well, good for Dolly. She's really seen it all. She's seen them come, and she's seen them go, and she's seen them come back.
And she's seen them come back. And that also explains why she loves sleeping in all the playsets. She's had ponies her whole life.
She's
grown
up around
ponies her whole life. To her, they're just, you know, she loves the ponies. She just is always around them. But she did not step on the pony artwork. I was able to avoid that disaster.
Oh, that's good. Because, you know, you lay anything flat down, you know, the cat
has to
come
and check
it out. Yeah, she
just thinks that's
an invitation,
isn't it, baby?
My cat used to love to read the paper. I'd spread it out on the patio table, and I'd be out there enjoying the nice weather, and the cat would just come up and lay down right in the middle of the paper and purr and look at me like, what?
Hey, Pony Genie, are you on your Google account?
Oh, that.
So I can, like,
Google
send
account.
You messages?
You mean the account that I didn't make?
Oh, yeah, that one. You
no,
know, so
not actually
being able
I'm not.
To message you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do this cool thing called text messaging. It's really fun.
But I can't send you a link by way of text messaging.
Well, you could just tell me the link, or you could email me the link.
I don't think so. It's a live auction. I'm not doing that.
Oh, well, I got NJ Pony Meet at AOL.
So I guess, would this be a good time to apologize to everybody who tuned in thinking we were going to talk about Italy?
I did play some Italian music. If it'll help, I'll play some more.
Yeah, well, you know, I think some people are going to be feeling really gypped right now.
Yes, so I didn't think it was going to take this long.
That's what
happens
when USPS dumps a whole bucket of pony mail on your doorstep. How long did you think it would take?
We spent
half an hour before on two pony finds.
When she mentioned, like, when she got the one Italian to see when, she's like, oh, I'll open that during the show, the Italian show. That'll be awesome. I was like, okay, great. I didn't think she was going to open everything on the show.
But
I thought she'd like have
everything.
Like maybe one or two. You know, she's like, oh, and I'll open this mint package one because, you know, it'll be my first one. Okay, that's cool. But
I was thinking all these other
ones. Then you were thinking we should make the whole show about opening pony packages?
No.
Maybe we should cap it, you know, like set a limit of this many pony packages to open during one show.
Yeah, no more than like one or like two each per person. And then we got to like limit how long we're allowed to actually talk about them. I don't, you know, we run down like, okay, I got this, and this week. And I'm going to open up this package and right here in front of everybody. But we can't go spend an hour and a half again talking about them.
Yeah, well, that's because I got into, touchy-feely.
Yeah, you had a moment, and no lie, yeah. No denying we had to give you your moment. All right,
and then
we had
the moment of the weird-looking bride cake.
All right, NJ Pony Meat, I just sent you mail.
Oh, yay. Let me look.
Hey, did you get anything this week? I mean, we spent all this time talking about me and Amy.
I did. I talked about my big green boy.
Oh, you talked about Icy?
Yes, I did. Frostbite.
he was
freezing his tail off up in Canada, and well,
lost
he had
an ear.
He lost an ear and part of his foot to frostbite. But
frostbite.
I photographed the whole restorative surgery today, And tomorrow he gets his paint, and he'll be ready for show, hopefully by Sunday.
Frostbite. That is so awesome. Gosh, you know, almost makes me wish he didn't restore him.
Well,
you'll have a cool name like that.
You'll have the pictures to remember old Frostbite by. You can still call him Frosty. He'll always be Frosty to me. Well, okay, I see what you just sent me.
Yeah, don't know. Shh. Okay.
It's in the vault.
From me?
I'm throwing heap loads of Pony Joy sprinkles.
Yes, I need lots of Pony Joy and lots of Pony Luck. Okay.
Cue the luck sprinkles. I'm whipping up a special spell. All right, this is for Little Alley Cat.
All right, I'm taking the pony sprinkles.
We're having technical difficulties. There it is. Oop,
pony
oop.
Luck.
Pony it's coming your way.
Pony Karma, come back to me. Hey, do you want to take a whiff of the pony room before we get cut off?
Okay, sounds good. Hold on. We've got 4 minutes before I got to do kimono, so here we go.
All right.
Here we are. Pony
all right, everybody. Back. All together now. It really does smell awesome in the pony room. You know, sometimes I just like, I'm like in the middle of doing something. I'm maybe taking a basket of laundry to the bedroom or whatever. I ran to go get a refill on the toilet paper. I just open up the pony room and go, and I carry on with the rest of my day.
Yeah, it's an instant mood lifter.
I do. It is seriously come to that I occasionally, for no other reason other than to come in here, open the door, take a whiff, and leave. And that just, like, it get my pony fix going.
There you go.
It's particularly strong today. I'm going to sit in front of the spinny thing and spin it and get my super sweet scents.
She's addicted to that spinny thing. She's mainlined in the pony smell now. She needs actual, devices to, administer it.
Speaking of super
sweet.
That's
such a good shelf. What?
I know Little Alley Cat remembers me. I am IMing her about this.
Oh, gosh. What are you IMing me about now? I'm in the pony room.
Saturday.
You got to tell me.
On Saturday.
Okay.
Remember? I IM'd you after opening up a sweet scent.
Oh, yes. I think, yes, you did. What about it?
I bought, was it strawberry?
Strawberry surprise.
Hmm. I opened up the envelope, and it was like, wham!
Whoosh.
Yeah. Her hair flew back. She fell off the couch.
It was like...
Yes, it was quite a moment. She couldn't believe
Bowled
it.
Over
it was
by the berry power.
Yeah, it wasn't... It was the smell, though. She got the great smell. Now, the pony itself... It wasn't like tonight. That was a totally different kind of episode. That was a totally different thing going on. But it was her first time of, getting a really good, fresh kind of... You know, this is one of those scented ponies, so it has its original, you know, how strong the strawberry ponies can smell.
Kaboom. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
When those things are new? Oof.
Well, and it's not even new. This one isn't, in mint condition or anything, but the smell is so impregnated in these suckers that you have to do a lot to get the smell out of them.
Yeah,
it's, really hard to get the smell out of a sweetberry pony, which I have no problem with. I love the sweetberry ponies.
Try putting them in the freezer.
In the freezer. You don't want them smelling like that. It smells like some kid was playing in the candy jar. You got to get rid of that smell.
If you put a sweetberry pony in your freezer, it'll make all your frozen dinners smell like berries.
There you go. Well, we've only got 60 seconds, so you want to say our quick goodbyes before we go into overtime?
Okay.
Oh, here, I have Italian music for that. Bonasera.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, that means good night.
All right, bye, kimono.
Do kimono.
This is kimono.
Kimono.
And you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Arrivederci.
Amy.
Okay, hold on. Wait,
yes.
Italian music.
We can hear you.
It is time to say goodnight to Napoli.
That's awesome. You guys ever watch America's Funniest Home Videos? That totally reminds me of that little Rumba baby.
Oh, jeez.
That sat on the porch when she was like 6 months old and started wiggling her butt off.
Prima.
That was an 80s thing.
Cool.
So. Okay, sorry to kill you guys with my mob hit soundtrack.
That was awesome.
It's okay.
You were
prepared.
It was
quite funny.
You get to do it all again next week, too, because we never went to Italy.
Nope.
I tried.
Flight was delayed.
I keep the Italian theme going.
It
wasn't happening.
Late.
Oh, yeah. Poor Into the Sea. I had this window open the whole night. Didn't need it.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we did try it for like 30 seconds to try and find the mysterious yellow pony cake.
Yes.
And I did look in Italy, yes. I forgot where we were up to. We left off with what? Unicorns, Earths?
No, we only got through the collector poses.
Oh, snap. Okay.
We had like one last collector pose to do. I think one more pony left.
Two more.
Yeah, like we accidentally got like disconnected. Way to go, Amy.
Actually, no, it was my phone. And you know what? My mother, for like the past year, has been telling me, you know, we'll get phones when the contract is up. Well, I just redid the contract a few days ago, and I realized that the contract was up last year.
Yeah, they don't tell you because they like to keep charging you.
Well, no, they don't want you to get the new phone.
Well, they don't care about that. They just don't want you to get a different carrier. Of course they want you to get the new phone. They want you to spend the money. Duh, they want you to get a new phone every 6 months if you leave it up to them. They just want you to stay on their carrier. Not only that, but a lot of those plans, once you like are at the end of like say your 1 year or 2 year agreement, sometimes your price gets jacked up. So like, well, if you don't notice, we're not gonna tell you.
Well, my price has always stayed the same, so.
Well, you got lucky.
But yeah, it was really funny because I was sitting there thinking, it's like, wait a minute, Mom said, because we always do 2 year contracts, and it was really funny because I'm sitting here thinking, wait a minute, I had this phone back in 2007. And then I was sitting there thinking, it's like, we got the phones in 2007.
You know what? It's going to take me weeks to go through and clean all my ponies again. Do you do that, Karen? Do you have to go through occasionally? Like, I was doing it for a while that every time we would move. You know, military, you move every couple years. So I knew my ponies would get a once-over every couple years before I would, like, pack them up for a move.
Yeah, you got to be kind of a pro at moving after a while, right? Moving house.
Oh, yeah,
so
I've got it down. I got it down to a freaking science. But we haven't moved now in 3 years, which is, like, a long time for my ponies not to be cleaned and stored or moved around or anything. I'm going, crud. I'm going to have to, like, come out and, like, clean them on purpose.
No, you know, mine are in a dust-free cabinet, so the only ones that ever get dusty are the ones that I take out to display on my work desk. They pick up dust after a few months, and then I just hit them quick with a towel, and that's really all they need. Man, that was a really close race, the short track race. China won, U.S. came in second, but, man, you'd never know it. She didn't win gold. The U.S. girl is flipping out. She's waving the flag around. She got a silver medal, honey.
I know.
Okay, question. When you guys take down your ponies to clean them, do you guys wash their hair, too?
No, never.
I only do it if they have the straight hair, and I feel like their hair is a little must, and I want to make them look pretty. But my curly ones, no.
No. Okay. Never curly, and straight-haired ones, I just give them a fluff with my finger.
Okay. I've got to be in the mood. I won't brush them all. I might slick them with my hands, you know, with the straight ones, because they'll kind of go in place real nice all by themselves. But, like, if I'm feeling the urge, I'll come in here with a comb, and I'll sit, and maybe I'll brush some of the straight hair ponies just because it's nice and silky and smooth, and it's fun to do. But
I don't get much joy out of manhandling the ponies. I fondle them a little bit when they first come in, and then they get put on display, and then it's that, really.
Really? Mm-hmm. I guess I have more of that. What's that thing? The
more mothering instinct? I don't know.
Well, I guess because I spent so many years actually playing My Little Pony with DDK, that I'm used to actually manhandling the ponies. You know, we played with them, we brushed their hair, we did stuff with them, and so they're like buddies to us. You know, they all need personal attention and love occasionally, or they get depressed.
Okay. That option is on my watch list. It's officially being watched.
What, the one I showed you?
Mm-hmm.
So I can see how you do.
And you didn't even show me? What, are you afraid to show me?
Pretty much.
You should show her. Remember, she just got her first barn this and that and the other thing this week, so she's on a roll.
You know, this was another thing, was that I was yeah, no. Maybe I'll show her after the show, and I explain in great detail what's going on. I can do that. But it is it's not something I want to go into further discussion about on the air, or even on the Record Me Later.
I can't believe the Olympics is over in 2 days. What am I going to do?
I can't believe that. You know what? The Olympics for me just hasn't been the same since they went to the alternating schedule. I'm a child from back in the day. You are too, actually. When they actually did it every 4 years, both summer and winter, as this one huge, like, six-month-long event or something crazy.
Yeah, they switched it when I was in high school. They made it, you know, they alternated it, so.
And I was like, what the heck are you doing? And it killed it for me.
And Olympics. Really?
Well, if you think about it, then schedule-wise, they're not out 6 months worth of scheduling.
Yeah, but for the enjoyment factor, okay, in 2 more years we'll have the Summer Olympics, and 2 years after that we'll have the Winter Olympics, and 2 years after that we'll have the Summer Olympics. It's not the event that it was before. It was like, you know, every 4 years, all of a sudden, you know, it was this huge to-do. And now it's like,
years,
whatever.
Every 4 years, the TV shows got screwed up. That's how I see it.
Well, it doesn't have the epic original feel of, like, people coming from around the globe to meet during this one time, you know, like the whole original Greek, you know, idea behind the whole thing. Sherbert looks very pretty now. I fixed her beret.
Did you watch any of the Olympics, little alley cat?
No.
Not even the snowboarding?
No, well, no, no, that's
I
not
thought,
true.
I thought
I
DDK
saw,
liked snowboarding.
I saw.
She didn't want to watch Shaun White?
We did see that. That was actually the only thing we saw. We saw him do his victory run.
We saw him
run,
do his half pipe, right?
Right.
That was incredible.
His run that he actually didn't have to do there. He knew he had gold before he even did his run.
Well, yeah, he settled for gold because there's no such thing as a platinum medal to give to him.
Right?
That's how good the guy was.
It was insane. So, yeah, I did actually see that.
He's going to be on Leno's show, I think, in 2 days.
Yeah, that's pretty much what the Olympics is about. It's like, go in, grab a medal, go do the talk show run circuit, get on a cereal box, and, you know, after that, you know, maybe you can do, like, what are you going to do after that?
Oh no, honey child. They're not even waiting till the Olympics to be over before they start doing the TV commercials. They're already plugging their products. I noticed 3 separate commercials that have Olympians promoting products, and they put the commercials on during the Olympics. It's perfect.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this is not a U.S. phenomenon either. The Korean ice skating champion, she's already a huge celebrity. She's
that's
plugging cell phones or some kind of like a palm device.
That's expected.
Country.
Like, especially in those Asian countries, they go wacko over their sports athletes. I mean, or for that matter, anybody that's particular, like they're, what do you call it, they're celebrities in general. You know, they put us to shame as far as their over-the-topness.
Well, if you want to see a treat, watch the women's figure skating, stream it, download it, do whatever you have to do, but watch the finals from last night.
I will.
Yeah,
I definitely will, because I like that. I like watching that.
Oh,
you know what,
beauty, grace, and drama, and outfits, and, you know, style, and just sheer awesomeness.
Is it up there with my all-time favorite Olympic figure skate was when Oksana Baiul won? And it was the same year. It was like the Nancy Kerrigan, Tanya
yes,
Harding,
that was the
Fiasco.
Year of the Harding and Kerrigan drama.
Right,
yes,
and
Oksana Baiul
was
such a beauty.
Nowhere.
She came out of nowhere, and she stole that gold medal away, and she deserved it. I was cheering for
it
her.
Was
I was
awesome.
In tears. Everybody was in
mm-hmm.
tears. She was in tears. What a sweet girl. She had no family. She, you know, she was just a young thing.
Her mom had died, like, I don't remember how long before that, but she is an orphan, and
yep.
she did this really unique move that, like, nobody else was doing, and she wore a black outfit of all things,
yes.
and
yes.
she was phenomenal. She came out, and she did her thing, and nobody could touch her. I mean, forget whatever, because everybody thought it was going to be Harding or Kerrigan, because Harding was the only one that could do the triple axel then, and Kerrigan
Harding.
Got whacked up
yeah.
to me, and... So they were all rooting, you know, just like, all that drama. And then all of a sudden, Oksana comes out, and she just skated fantastic, I mean, beautiful, amazing performance, completely unique.
Gorgeous performance. She upstaged Kerrigan, who everyone
oh,
was
yeah.
probably thinking she was going to get the gold, but they didn't count
yeah.
on Tanya
you know
Harding
what?
Because Tanya Harding had beat Kerrigan in the Worlds the year before. And you know the champion of the world usually goes on to be champion in the Olympics, too. So there was that whole drama even before the crowbar
the
to the shin or whatever it was.
Knee. Why me? You know what?
Why
I'm
me?
Sorry, but Kerrigan is a freaking snobby rich girl who the only reason she even said why anybody at the end of that was because she realized maybe she was looking selfish at the time.
The media really played up the whole, you know, rivalry between them. And these two, they had so little in common. I mean, Tanya Harding's mother made her outfits at home on the Singer. And Nancy Kerrigan's mother, you know, lived on this, you know, big estate in Rhode
mm-hmm.
Island or somewhere. And they, you know, specially ordered from France, you know, the best outfits made. The finest
right.
materials, you know, she had
Kerrigan's
coaches flown in from Russia.
Yeah,
Harding
would go out there and have a smoke break in between performances.
Yeah, she was sharing the rink with the
NBA
local
water.
Hockey team, you know.
Yeah.
She knew all the guys. They knew her. They shared a locker room. You know, she was like one of the gang. She came from a small town, you know,
yeah.
public schooling. Kerrigan was his private school, silver spoon kind of girl.
Yep. You know
and
what
by
happened?
The time the Olympics rolled around, everybody was just sick of the drama. And here comes Oksana.
Do you remember what freaking Kerrigan did, which for me forever pegged her as bitch of the century?
Yes. She was skating with Mickey Mouse afterwards, and she made a comment into the camera, oh, my God, this is so stupid, or something along those lines.
Well, that and when it was time for the medals to be awarded, she was impatient because Oksana was having a hard time getting her, pulling herself together because she was so emotional. And
oh.
Kerrigan was busted on camera talking, like, being all bitchy about it and
yes.
snobby. So,
yes.
and then she was also busted about this is so stupid. And she was busted several times being the little rich snob that she is. So, the whole thing. But, yeah, when that's like the, if you want to talk figure skating, that's one of the all-time ones that everybody will remember just because, you know what, for a chance, the person who deserved it got it.
I'm emailing you a photo. Tell me.
All right, I gotta leave the pony room. Good night, guys.
Good night, ponies. First, I gotta go in my photo bucket and find it. Let me see. It signed me out. Oh, I know why. I was having computer
issues
earlier.
It's like a giant Ziploc bag in there. That's what it is.
That's it. Just, you know what, if you ever have to be away from your pony room for a long time, just bag up some of that pony smell. Carry it with you. All right, let me see here. Which album is it in? I met a figure skater, one of the ones we were just talking about.
Oh, did you? I bet you I know which one, because that would be really cool, but go ahead.
Well, I'm going to find the photo and email it to you. But she was really cool. She's into boxing now. She still skates.
Yes, I know. She did that for a while. I remember hearing about that.
And, yeah, she was doing one of those, like, ultimate fighting or some kind of boxing
thing.
Well,
do you remember when she went and she took out, was it Linda Tripp or one of the ones that was involved in the whole Clinton thing when they did the celebrity
celebrity boxing?
Yeah, and she went after that girl that was part of that whole scandal, not Monica, but one of the other ones.
Yeah, I can't remember. Linda Tripp was the older one.
Right, this is the redhead
Monica,
or
she
something.
Was the intern. I
the
can't remember her name.
Or whatever. Whatever that
yeah,
means.
Yeah, Linda
like,
Tripp, she's the one. Oh, yeah, honey, you know, she's like, you could talk to me, confide to me. My friend, a guy, dressed as her in drag for Halloween one year. He had, like, a flower, like, with a microphone in it, like, wired up. And he'd be like, oh, here, tell me, so talk into the flower. Oh, I can't, okay, wait, maybe it's this.
Yeah, oh, Amy, it's yellow throughout, right? The pony cake, yellow all the way through?
Yeah, not just on the edging, right?
Right.
Not the edge, not more yellow on one side than the other. It's yellow everywhere. Okay, because we actually got somebody who said, it looks sun-faded. No.
Yeah, that's what I thought first, too, sunburned. Because I was looking at other pictures of people's pony brides, and they had sort of a yellowish sort of kind of cast on some of the, you know, more worn-out looking cakes.
Solid yellow, is like a bright yellow.
I wish I could see this thing in person. I really do.
Amy?
It's kind of like a bright yellow.
Kind of, or it is?
Is it a consistent
Work
color
with
no year. Variation?
It's a consistent color.
So why isn't this picture with my other celebrity-type kind of photos? Darn it. I will find it. Oh, I think it's in my old account. Okay, let me go. Let's see if I still even have that account. Oh, good. You know, do you know if PhotoBucket deletes your stuff if you don't log in for a long time?
No, really? I don't know.
No, I'm just asking. I don't know.
I didn't log into my PhotoBucket for years, and I forgot I even had it. But no, it does not delete your stuff.
Oh, good.
Not in my experience.
Okay, getting warmer.
Because I don't think if it was sun-faded, you know, it'd be more on one side.
Yeah, so you're saying the color is consistent all the way around.
Yep.
Okay, if you make me look like an idiot, I'm going to freaking come and beat you up.
It's yellow all the way around.
All right. Well, that's the only thing we got, is somebody said it looks sun-faded to them and asked if it was solid all the way through.
Send me the link to that, and I'll put in there, yes, it is all the way around, yellow.
I responded to that. It's just in the arena thread, right there on the first page.
I'd take more pictures. I'd get right up inside there and just take the closest close-ups you can do.
Yeah, so that we can see what's going
on. Okay,
here
it is. Okay, I'm emailing this to you, doing it via email, and it's going to be from a name you don't recognize, but just open it.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, and there I am with Christopher Atkins. Oh, what a cutie he is.
Christopher Atkins. Oh, my gosh, is he...
From the pirate movie?
The Blue Lagoon and the pirate movie.
Blue Lagoon,
yes.
Where you saw his little bum-bum. Yes,
so
I should send you that, too. Well, that's going to have to be a separate email.
I remember when I was, when Blue Lagoon came out, and then Blue Lagoon 2, and the pirate movie, him and Christy McNichols was like the girl, and I thought she was the cutest thing. I wanted to be her so bad because she got to be a Chris Atkins. I mean, oh my gosh, I totally remember that.
He was so cute, I gotta tell
you.
That looks good. Let me send you that picture next. And you see how cozy he's getting with me in the picture, too. He held my hand, and he was talking to me, and he wouldn't let go of my hand while we had this
conversation.
Whatever
happened to him?
Well, you'll see.
Some guys just disappear. You know, here's an interesting pony-related, in a strange way, kind of story that we can talk about just out of nowhere. The Black Stallion, you guys are familiar with the movie?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, the little boy?
Yeah.
Do you know the story with him?
No. Who did he grow up to be?
Well, here's the deal. So this little boy that did the Black Stallion, he was like a nobody from nowhere. And the reason they picked him for the movie was because he actually, like, had horses or rode horses, and he had such a personal way with the horse that they were like, okay, we got to have him. You know, this kid, I don't care if he's never acted before, he's, you know, he's perfect. He talks to horse, the horse loves him, and let's do it. And they went on to do the Black Stallion Returns with him, you know, and so you think, okay, this kid's like, you know, back in the day, you know, anybody that was, like, a kid star of some big hit movie, they, like, went on to either be drug addicts or movie stars, or in the case of Drew Barrymore, drug addicts, then movie stars again. And so, okay, I got it. Oh, my God. Jeez, Tanya. It was Tanya Harding. She'd kick your ass.
Well, remember, she hasn't skated in probably 10 years professionally. You know, she grew up.
Wow.
You know, your body, what do you call it, your center of gravity changes.
She's into boxing now.
Yeah.
No kidding. Holy cow. Is that muscle or is that fat? I mean, it's kind of hard to say.
It's mostly muscle.
Because she's got the freaking arm that's, like, bigger than my thigh.
Yeah, she's got an arm that is like my thigh. It is bigger than my thigh.
It's freaking huge. I mean, I can't tell if she's just like
she's a bruiser,
pumping iron, or if she just like never left the buffet table. But holy cow! Okay, so yeah, I was gonna tell you that's an awesome picture of you, by the way, Karen.
That was so many years ago.
Oh, there he is, boy. He's got that beach bum look, don't he?
Yeah,
looks like he like
he's
fell off the boat in California.
Beach boys.
Yeah. Like, you know, maybe they just fished him out of the sea. Was he lost at sea for 10 years? Is that what happened?
Yeah, in the Blue Lagoon.
He got Chris Watkins. Do you know who he is? Did you ever see Blue Lagoon? All right, then you forget it.
He don't know. And I'm sure if he didn't see Blue Lagoon, there's no way he saw the pirate movie.
Oh, you got to see the pirate movie. Come
I
on.
Know, it's so awesome.
It's up
so
there
cheesy.
With, like, The Princess Bride is, like, one of my, like, fun, like, feel-good,
yeah, really
happy,
fun,
silly
quirky,
movies. Yeah,
silly.
I still love that song, Keep on Pumping, Blowing.
So, Karen, where are you that you're, like, hobnobbing it with these, like, you know, personalities? What's going on here?
It's all different things. I go to comic book shows. I go to signings at bookstores. I go to horror conventions. Some people I meet on the job, you know, like I do flowers for events, and, you know, I see people there.
Well, you know, she looks happy. You can't say she don't look happy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, she was
awesome.
Having a good time that day. Yeah, she was promoting the thing. And, you know, I didn't talk to her about figure skating. And that probably
you know,
was
that probably
she,
had a lot to do with it, yeah. She probably
she had,
tired
that
of
had a lot to
about.
Do with it. She's tired of people talking to her about, you know, Nancy Kerrigan. You know, she'd like to leave all that behind her, I'm sure.
You think? Oh, that's so cute.
Did you ever see Rock and Roll High School with the Ramones?
Of course. I almost
okay,
saw the Ramones. Gosh, I wish I would have gone to that show. That's a
then
whole
you know
other story.
Okay, let me send you a picture of me with Riff Randall. No, she was awesome, I got to say, her and me.
Jenny's got to do her hair that color again. We were talking about that. She looks so cute with that color. What'd you do, go visit her down there in Amish country or something? What's up the hats? That's awesome.
I did go to visit her in Amish country, and we went into a cheesy gift shop. And we tried on the bonnets. It's one of me wearing one of the men's hats, too, the straw hat. We were just having fun. I took that picture of us. At
yeah,
least
that's
I held
cute.
The camera in front of us.
Oh, I'm loving these. I'm
but yeah, I got a million of these. But anyway, I don't want
to. We're in overtime. This is like the, you know, if you still want to, like, keep listening to us, you know, we may or may not talk about ponies, but we're still talking.
Ponies always come into it.
Oh,
point.
Yeah, so I was going
to
tell you about
it
the
always
rest
comes
of
back
pony-related,
to
Black Stallion, the kid that was in that movie and went on to do Black Stallion 2, and then he, like,
yeah.
dropped off the face of the earth. And
he
I
didn't
was
grow
wondering.
Up to do a adult films or anything, right?
No. This is what, it's kind of weird, okay? This is what happened. So shortly after doing the Black Stallion 2, and he was going to keep pursuing this acting career, he got hit by a semi.
Oh!
Yes.
Oh,
he got
no.
hit by a semi, okay? And back then, I mean, he didn't get killed, but he got screwed up pretty bad. I mean, come on, you get hit by a freaking semi, you're going to get hurt. And
oh,
so he was
wow.
unable to do any acting for, like, a really long time. And back then, back in the 80s, it's like, you know, if you dropped off the face of the planet for 6 months, that was it. You were out.
Wow.
You know? So his moment was done. But here's where it gets weird. When he grew up, because, you know, eventually you grow up and you got to have a job, he becomes a freaking trucker. He drives semis for a living.
Yeah, okay. Wow. The hair of the dog, huh?
I'm telling you. You got to have some kahunas to do that. I mean, what the heck? The thing that just destroyed your acting career and almost took your life, you're going to do for a living. Bull
wow.
by the horn. So that's my little interesting pony somewhat related tidbit of the day.
Wow.
I just
okay, since you like the Ramones, I'm sending you one last picture.
Oh, she looks good.
Yeah, doesn't she?
Yeah,
she looks,
she
great.
Looks good.
Ooh, I look good in this picture. I'm happy to send this one.
You know, some people, you know, you don't always know who's going to photograph well in person. You know, I don't know, maybe it's the lighting too, but yeah, she looks cute. Cute. I'll have to show Hubby this, because he actually, I think, William, you see Rock and Roll High School?
Yes.
Check it out.
Oh, he likes the Ramones. You can show him this next one too. I don't have any of the pictures. I don't have any of the pictures scanned from when the Ramones were alive. I got pictures of me with the Ramones, but they're all on, like, paper film, you know.
Oh, you mean, like, no digital?
No. Like, digicam
didn't
print out yet.
You could.
Yeah, I could just scan them all. I got a tape. They're all in bags. They're still in their, you know, paper envelopes with the negative.
But he's not alive. Darn it. Look, this is Johnny Ramone's grave.
He's actually not interred there, but...
He's not interred there, apparently. It's just his, like, I don't know, his memorial. But
it's
she's
his
got,
memorial,
like,
yeah.
Real pictures of herself with, like, all of the Ramones, like, when they're alive.
Not all of them, but...
Some
few.
Of them. There's
some
so
of them.
Dang many of them, okay? They
yeah,
just keep interchanging the Ramones as they need them. You know, they walk by the street, they grab a guy, okay, change your last name to Ramone. He's not. This is like a... That's not where he's actually at. This is like a memorial.
No, but that's his official site.
It's his official site. But he wants to know, why is he buried in California?
Well, they lived in California.
Apparently they lived in California, although we all thought they were New York, because they were like the epitome of New York. Apparently they lived in California.
Here, I'll send you Dee Dee, too.
You got Dee Dee?
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, in my high school yearbook, Gabba Gabba Hey was in my memories. You know, you got your little write your memories here. You know, you write so and so BFF forever and Gabba Gabba Hey. Night, sweetie.
Good night,
okay.
DDK.
No, that's DDK. The husband's going to bed. Me and
oh,
DDK
you call husband, sweetie? Why's your husband going to bed before midnight?
What, honey? Is she getting ready for bed? Okay. Yeah, my hubby, sweetie, I can't say it. He goes to bed earlier than me. It's like, it stinks.
Wow.
He's Mr. Military guy, you know? He, like, goes to the gym.
Oh, he's up at 5 with, like, Reveille.
Yeah, and I mean, come on, 16 years of this stuff, you know, and he just gets
it's ingrained
it out.
In him. He can't sleep past 6 even if he tried, right?
You know, it's true. It's so hard for him to sleep in, and it drives me nuts. Now, I'm former art college, right? And then I went into the military. Don't ask. Don't tell. It's a really long story. And I, you know, come on, I'm an artist. You can only live so long in the military before you want to, like, kill somebody. So I didn't stay in the military, but my husband did. And he is very much like Major Dad. You know, he is.
Aww.
He is like Mr.
I love
you know
that
hard
show.
Hard ass. You know, short hair, military. You know, up at dawn. Just yeah, all that stuff. And I'm the freaking pain in the ass artist. Look, there's Dee Dee's site.
And yes, that is a
yeah,
tear
and
rolling
little,
down my
he's
nose.
He's got a little thing on his, looks like a military emblem for the United States or something. What is that?
That's the Ramones emblem, the eagle.
Oh, never mind. Sorry. Got you. We're talking about military stuff. All of a sudden I'm going, what the heck? Is this his grave?
Yeah, that's his real grave.
This is his actual grave. Oh, look,
yes.
That's the person taking the picture. Yeah, I know, honey. I figured that out, all right? But we were talking about military stuff, and it caught me off guard.
Tell hubby to hold on one more. He has to look at this last shot.
One more.
Because it's important. He has to see what I look like.
What you look like. We're seeing you in every picture.
Oh, I am in every picture. Okay. Well, he has to see what I look like now. He'll get a kick out of this one. He'd be like, you want to have this girl over to the house?
Yeah, right. Well, that's because I know you. I've met you several times. He's fine with the...
But you can see the audience in this one, and they're loving me. They're clapping and cheering, so...
She's... All right. She's sending it. Dang.
It's on the way. It should
she's
be there by
live.
Now.
She's doing this, like, as we talk.
It's done. You should have it. Refresh
there
your
it
mail.
Is. Okay. Gosh. Oh, my gosh. Nice hat.
Thank you.
That's
it weighed
awesome
about 20 pounds. I made it out of orchids.
Like
it was heavy. My
oh,
freaking
you made
neck
it
hurt. Yeah,
the
I made it. I made it and I modeled it.
Karen is a florist, and she made the hat for this show. And apparently it's so heavy it's pulling your pants down because I can see your undies.
Hey. I don't think I'm wearing undies.
Yes, you are. They're pink.
Oh, God.
Those are really low-rise pants.
No kidding.
That outfit was Alice and Olivia, and that's how they cut them.
Oh, dear
but
Lord.
My coolie crack was showing, so I had them put a corsage over it. I put together a corsage before I went on the runway. Some
you
model
wearing,
I am.
That had to be like a, what was that, thigh-high thongs there or something? Because you got the pink going on all over there. And then you have, yeah, no kidding.
You're looking at, if you see any pink near my waistline, it's probably ribbon from my wrist corsage.
Okay, you got pink going all the way across your waist.
No, I swear I remember having to take off the drawers before because they showed. I don't wear a low-rise.
I'll say, that would be really strange. Jackie. Okay, then that's a tan line from hell, lady.
I don't tan either.
Well, something's going on with that picture, let me tell you, all right? I've got it on magnify, and I'm still trying to figure it out. Did you have... Oh, wait. What color is the shirt that you have on underneath the blouser? Blouse, I mean the braid.
It's like a fleshy kind of color.
That's what it is. You are very pale. That's skin, which looks like somebody like...
Yeah, you're looking
at
my skin. You're looking at
like
my skin.
Somebody ripped it away.
Yeah, those aren't panties, silly. I'm not doing the homeboy thing where you can see all these, like, 5 inches, like, 4 fingers of drawers all the way around. That's my skin you're looking at, and I am
well,
sort
you know
of
what it looks
rubber
like from people who, you know, come on, all right, my husband's Japanese, I'm Sicilian. We're used to, like, darker colored skin. So
olive,
I'm seeing
yeah
your, yeah, the olive and the darker. And
I'm
seeing
Irish
that
Norwegian
shirt underneath of your, underneath your jacket, and I'm thinking
yes
that is your skin. Yeah.
Look where the guy's camera is aimed. See the guy whose eye is
hello
glowing orange? It's aimed right at my butt corsage.
Nice.
Yeah, why is it, I don't, why isn't, okay, well, Ellie, can't, you need to share that picture with me.
You didn't get this picture?
I don't know Panda Rose's email address.
Oh.
I just forwarded to her. I'm
gosh
sorry, Panda Rose, I've been leaving you out.
Oh, wow,
oh,
that's such
terrible
a great hat. 20 pounds, boy, that's heavy. Okay, let me see if I can figure out how to, all right, forward. Let's forward this to Pandora Rose. There we go. Whew, I do have your email in here, that's good. There we go.
Well,
I just sent it to
you. I emailed you guys.
And Panda, the reason why is because I'm using my husband's email account, because that's the one that's hooked into my photo program. So I had to send all those emails to Little Alley Cat through my husband's email.
Yeah, and
that's his band email, actually. That's what that
I guess
word
that's the name
starts
of the band.
With an S is, yeah. It's an amalgam
yeah.
of all their names put together. That's where they got it. It's a punk band. I don't know.
Of course it's a punk band. You're in New York, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, God.
That There's
thing
only
is
supposed
huge.
To be punk bands in New York.
And Heavy.
That thing is huge.
It was my first one I ever did. I did the pageant 4 years, and it was the only time I ever modeled it myself. And I used chicken wire for the frame, which isn't exactly light. After this, I learned what to do. I used foam rubber for the base and put the flowers on foam rubber. We're talking about 15 pounds less weight.
Like, what the heck is that?
Wow.
Disembodied voice. Gosh, don't freak me out like that.
They do.
Hold on. Oh, my gosh.
Somebody
like, what the heck are you talking about? Where you at?
Mm. It was revenge for putting the pony in the freezer.
Oh, guy. Night-night.
Bonacera.
Okay. Well, here's... Oh, my gosh, she put something in my hair. I'm going to so get her to that. Don't ever turn your back on your child, ever. Well,
my mother learned that when I was two.
Every once in a while, DDK decides that our bedroom's a fun place to camp out, and she'll get out, like, her sleeping bag and her fold-out, like, futon chair thingy, and she'll put it at the foot of our bed.
And she'll, like, bivouac in your room? Oh, my God.
And so, yeah, I mean, kind of, like, sucks sometimes when she decides she wants to camp out. I'm like, do you really have to camp out tonight? But, yeah, so I went to go tuck in Daddy, and I hear somebody go, Mama, can you put my earrings up on the shelf? And I about leap out of my skin because, you know, all the lights are out and I don't see anything.
Oh.
And I'm only expecting my husband to be there. And there's, like, this voice coming from my feet. Like, it's my child. Who I almost stepped on.
Oops. Make her wear a bell around her neck.
No kidding.
Sneak around the house like that. In the dark.
Damn kids.
Get her a glow-in-the-dark collar.
There you go. You know what? One of my coworkers...
Yeah, she is of the age, though, that she realizes. I'm, like, surprised that she wants to sleep in there at all, too, because I asked her once. She was like, I want to come camp out in your room tonight. And I'm like, you sure? And she's like, do you need alone time with Daddy?
Oh,
what? No, no, of course not.
Oh, my.
Like, I haven't needed that in 13 years, honey. Really, no. That was one time thing. One time.
Oh, Daddy K is so cool.
And then, I'll have to show you next time. I'll have to have her do it. But she did the funniest thing. That apparently the girls her age are doing in school now. But I
can't. I hope she's not disappointed. I'm keeping that Ferrari shirt.
She'll be all right. She's at that age where, you know, even some things I don't think she has she's not quite brave enough to totally fess up to. Like, she's not going to wear a pony shirt to school. I just don't see it happening.
But it doesn't say My Little Pony on it. It just has
I know. But we'll see. You know, if you wear it to the thing and she says, give me the shirt or else, well, then we'll know.
Uh-oh.
But.
Well, I will wear. I don't know. I have too many outfits to wear and only 1.5 days to be at the meet. I don't know how I'm going to fit in all these, like, wardrobe changes.
You can do wardrobe changes for each, like, pony, activity.
Okay.
We're going to have lots of activities this year. You can just wardrobe change for everyone.
At some point, yeah, I'll be changing. I know, because I want to go swimming. I don't care if it's 30 degrees out. I'm jumping in the pool.
Oh, yeah.
I missed it last time. I didn't get to go swim because there was just way too much going on. You know,
well, nobody
really
went swimming last year.
No, nobody did. A couple of us wanted to, but we talked about
yeah.
it, and we were like, yeah, it's a little cold.
Yeah, I remember it just being just not quite warm enough, really, for swimming. And wasn't there rain or something that day, too?
It rained a little on the second day, yeah, and the people that were in the yard panicked. But we were good. It all fixed itself. The sun came out later.
Yeah, it's like vaguely remembering all that.
Yeah.
I'm going to Jules' house to do some pre-pony meet stuff here next month, so I'm looking forward to it. To
ooh,
prep some of our surprises.
Oh, this is a heavy custom. This is a really heavy custom. I put a lot of clay on this girl. Oh, man.
So it's a custom and it's a weapon?
It's a custom, and yeah, you could hurt somebody with this. It's like clunk. I thought, you know, as the clay dried, it would lose some of its weight, but it really hasn't. I thought it would dry up and lose water weight. It's still really heavy.
Not happening, is it?
Not happening. Well, it's not a hanger. It's a sitter, so it will sit. It'll sit quite well. Gravity is definitely with this girl.
Yo, Panda, way to, like, reiterate what I told you I just said.
You didn't email me back by any chance, did you?
No.
Okay, good.
I'm sitting here
listening to you guys.
Okay, because I'm quitting out of the email program. I won't be reading anything you send to that S address.
Did I miss something?
Not here, no.
And it's from Little Alley Cat.
Ooh, my bird grew a freaky feather. Did I tell you about that? You know my bird is gray, right? He's like all silvery gray. He grew a red feather on his back.
Really?
Yeah, a gray bird. He popped a bright red feather out of his back. Very, very weird.
Yeah, is that known to happen or something?
I don't know. I got to look it up. It's
so
known to happen.
So which phone are you on, Karen? Are you on, like, the phone that I cell phone text you?
Yeah.
Okay, because it's going to be impossible for me to send you a text then if we're talking.
No, I could still read text while I talk. It just goes beep and I look at my phone.
Oh, yeah, it's
like
multitasking here. Yeah, all right, well,
yeah.
I'll just wait until we're done doing our thing and then I'll text you or something or send you an email. What's easier?
Send me a text.
Okay.
Yes, I will next week be talking on a phone where I can multitask. Yay!
Yeah, you got to get one of them multitasky phones. They're fun.
I did. I've got to activate it. It came in today! Hooray! And Mom hates her phone.
Boy, you know what? I don't know. Maybe Friday nights just really are not the night to be asking thing on the boards. I mean, I guess people, like, have lives and do things.
No, yeah, people are out having a good time. You know how where you can go down and see how many members are online? Look at it on any Friday night. You see it's, like, at a total, total lull.
Where?
Anywhere where you go, you know, to see, like, you know, people,
no,
number of people
see,
online.
Who, like, is where? I mean,
okay.
It's very hard to say.
I got the pink board up and I got the blue board up. Let's see.
People online. There's only 30 people online at the pink board.
I see 29.
Well, I'm saying visitors and bots and stuff.
Oh, including
visitors?
Kind of
averaging.
Yeah.
I'm just averaging. You know, it's like 30 people.
Yeah, and the blue
which
board's
not
got
a
like,
lot.
Yeah, three. Not even 50. Yeah. Well, some people are hidden. I can see the hidden people.
Oh, because you've got that kind
I've
of
got mod vision.
Mod vision.
There's more people than you think. They're just snooping around.
Yeah, so what else I was saying is now that we've talked about it, now I'm kind of obligated to get the dang lunchbox.
Yes, absolutely, you are.
I've got to get the lunchbox and the thermos, because
a nice, clean specimen. You got the sticker already. They sent you a sticker, like, would go on the box, but now you
but
need
I'm
the
not
box
gonna,
itself.
Yeah, I need the one that was actually in the stores.
With the thermos, preferably
with thermos,
plastic wrap and price tag still on it.
Well, yeah, hello.
Hello, this is who we're talking about.
Yeah,
here.
Really. I mean, what did you think I was talking about?
I was about to say, you best better stay away from mine.
You know, I seem to remember not that long ago, because I had, I don't know how many of these My Little Pony lunchboxes go through my hands. And there was a time period there where it seemed like every time you sneezed, there was a freaking My Little Pony lunchbox. And wound up selling them and just getting them the hell out of the house because you just wind up with so dang many of them. And now I have none. I don't know why I don't have any at all. Again, Pony Purge did weird things. But now I'm actually looking for a lunchbox, and they're, like, hard to find. What the hey? And, of course, if I put, like, a I want to buy out on the boards, yeah, hello, they know I have the original artwork. So somebody would be like, oh, she wants a lunchbox, huh?
She'll pay a lot for it.
Yeah, right. She really wants this lunchbox. And,
or you'll just get bombarded with requests. Oh, I have the thermos. It just has a few scratches. Or I have the lunchbox. It just has a few crayons melted in it, you know. Oh. You want it in great condition. The problem with advertising that you want it in great condition on the boards is what you said. Also, the really good ones are in people's collections, and they're not going to leave their collection.
Nope.
So I say go to the Bay, the Evil Bay.
Well, I am at the Bay, and they have one right now that is the Lunchbox. Oh, what's this one? Lunchbox Vintage. Oh, no way.
Don't forget to check completed.
No. All right, nowhere, thermos included, front sticker is splotchy. Damn it, they have one, lunchbox and
is
thermos.
Is it blue?
Blue. So I found one. One was $20. I was like, bite me. But then I just saw another one, and it's the lunchbox and the thermos together
mm-hmm.
for $15. Buy it now. $10 shipping. Ow.
I'm looking at it right now.
Thermos included, but it says front sticker is splotchy.
It is splotchy. Look at the bottom left-hand corner. You see it? It's like bubbled up, peeling up.
Thermos looks
the thermos
good.
Looks shiny.
I'll say thermos looks good.
Look at the original price on that, though. See the tag hanging there?
Yeah, but that's because it came from a stupid freaking antique dealer's
antique
stall.
Antique store, yeah.
They can put whatever they want on
the
damn thing. That lunchbox is in crappy condition. Look at that sticker. It's got, like, mold probably growing on it.
It's not worth it just for the thermos, is it?
No. No, I don't want a $25 thermos thing.
Whoa. Scroll down.
I'm scrolling. Oh, that's a pretty one.
See the thing with the big buy it now on it or best offer?
There's several with big buy it nows and best offers.
The big one. The big one with the rainbow curl ponies on it.
I'm looking. Is
better look before
bottom?
I bin it.
See
it now?
Yeah, well, you know what? It was going for $140 before they relisted it. You could have had it for $140.
Frig!
Mm-hmm.
I got to put myself on mute for a minute.
Make
oh, sorry,
an
my
offer.
Mute button didn't work.
They're the same people I got mine from. And
okay.
They
well,
had
what,
this up.
What shall I offer?
Well, let me put it to you this way.
Me?
It was up for, like, a buy it now for $250, but an opening bid of $140, and nobody
mm-hmm.
bid.
So
they already
I best
listed
offer
it,
them
hoping
for
somebody would bid $140.
How about if I best offer $140 or $130?
I bet you they'd take it at $140. I would, you know, even, you could even try lower, $125. I mean, talking half price then, but, I mean, you
because
know they've already listed it at $140.
I'm kicking myself for what? For not getting what you got. So here's my second chance.
Yeah, here you're going to get, it looks like.
Okay, thanks for not talking me out of it. The best offer has been sent.
No, actually, I'd be thrilled. If you had it, it would be like, because I was really tempted to buy the other
then
one.
Then we could be like sisters.
No, but it's related. All right, hold on. All right, it's coming. Hang on. Somebody's having a little conniption here. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry, Panda.
Yeah, she's
yeah,
just like, what?
You
see,
like,
okay.
Looking at something, and it's like, what
here you go. Calm down. I sent it to you.
Okay, I got my message from eBay. Your best offer has been submitted.
Yeah, if they don't take it, I'll be shocked, because that was the opening bid that they had originally.
Can
and
I have my sparkle sound effect? I think I need it.
You need it.
I'm standing in front of the mirror right now. Okay, cue the sparkles, please. Best offer.
I would expect they'd take it. You know what's really cool is it looks like you also get the thermos art, like what I have, the same exact thing with the stat paper and the ink line, because that's what mine is, right? And it looks like you get the finished painting like I have. But
mm-hmm.
instead of getting the color drawing part, I guess you get the finished, I don't know, is that the finished painting for the thermos?
It looks like it, yeah. It looks like an original finished painting, unless that's a sticker.
I don't think that's a sticker. It looks like an actual, like painting, I think.
This is so worth it. I hope I get it.
I really expect you will, like I said, because I was very tempted to buy both pieces and just have the whole kit and caboodle. I was very tempted, believe me. But this was the more expensive one. And, but it was hard. It was hard.
We can't talk about who's on it, but I'm looking at two of the four figures that are on the thermos, and I don't see certain appendages on their bodies that would ordinarily be there.
Yeah, I know.
Are you seeing that too?
Yeah, because I remember when I first saw them, I thought they were flutters. And I had to look at them twice and go, wait a minute, something's missing.
They're drawn like flutters, but they're definitely not. If you look at the hair and the symbols, they're not.
Right.
They're the other two.
What about the original? What does the real thermos look like, though, like an actual produced thermos?
Oh, well, and that, let me just back up and go back to my original search, what I was searching.
Yeah, right. Okay, what were we looking
for? And we'll find it that way.
Right.
We're looking for a lunchbox for you.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to find one in the condition I want.
No, I just
want
to see the thermos of what I hope I'm going to win.
Buy it now, $15, $25. Yeah, you know, it's just not worth it. I can't buy a $25 thermos, not happening.
Well, hold on. Never mind. I was going to say the one that's $20, forget about it. That's the thermos, but not the right thermos. It's your thermos with a different lunchbox.
Right.
And that's definitely
And I can't quite tell. Again, you're talking about, like, you know, you want a $25 thermos.
Well, here's a clever idea. This person threw in a pair of newborn twins with their lunchbox. That's an interesting selling point. Oh, here's a lunchbox. Oh, no, $20. Forget it.
$20 and in crappy condition if you look at the picture.
Ew!
There's
schmutz all over the sky.
It's schmutzy. Okay, I found one with your thermos on it. And it
you
looks
did?
Like an, yeah. And it looks like, I mean, you can barely see it, but you can tell that they didn't get the appendages in on the finished product either.
Interesting. Okay, let me hit enlarge.
Do you see it?
Yep.
It's got
I see it. It's got a purple top, right?
Right.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. And look, the sticker fell off. Oh, my God, the sticker's sitting there in front of the box. How sad is that? It's all faded. Ugh.
Oh, look at the feather. That's so stinking cute.
Oh, I know this seller. Actually, she's pretty cool. The person who's selling the two lunch boxes with the two thermoses in F condition.
Yeah, they're in pretty condition. I think, I don't know, it might be one of those things I have to find in person. I just think it's funny that all the years and all the lunch boxes and thermoses have gone through my hands, and I always usually couldn't wait to get rid of them. Now I actually want one.
Uh-oh, my phone is running out of juice.
That's
okay.
Good.
I'll stay on until it disconnects me.
Well, then, when you get disconnected, hang on, and I'm going to email you.
Okay.
Before we all
Yeah, you won't
off
be able to text me. You can forget about the texting because there'll be no juice.
Yeah, that won't be working
phone
out so well.
That'll be the first time I've ever drained the battery on this new phone. You know, I had 3 bars when I got on.
Hmm.
I did the whole show tonight. Normally, I come on, you rub the teapot at like around 9:15, 9:30. Today, I've been in here since 9.
Oh,
I've been
I guess
on the phone
know
with you ladies for 3 hours.
Good Lord. Oh, my gosh. I came on a half hour late. We went out to eat, and...
No, you were being interrogated by the mob.
Well, yeah.
After I went out to eat,
I was kidnapped from my table. They told, oh, it'll only be like 15, 20-minute wait. It was an hour later, and I'm going, oh, my gosh, and I was so pissed, and we wound up getting half of our meal paid for by the owner came over and just said, oh, well only half. You know, I'll cut your bill in half. Like, damn straight you will make me wait this damn long. I got a pony show to do. So I'm like frantically. I called our mutual friend to see if maybe she would like want to do like a interesting emergency stand-in. And it was so funny because I called her because she can't get text right now, and I'm like, "What are you doing?" And she's like, "Actually, I'm trapped in a really busy restaurant right now, and it's really loud." I'm like, "Oh God, that's where I am. Never mind." Like, you're no help. You're like exactly where I am. Trapped in a busy, crazy, crowded, loud restaurant. And so, like, I was half thinking, I was like, well, maybe I'll just do the show from here. And I was like, okay, no, that's not a good idea. Especially considering it was barbecue, I would have had to put you on speakerphone, and that just would have been weird.
That would have been funny.
You know, in the middle of a barbecue joint, I'd be like, rum, 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 I'm a little alicot. Rum, 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 yeah, I love that pony. Rum, rum, rum. You know, people are like, look at him. You're freaking crazy.
Yeah, like dishes clashing in the background.
Yeah, it would have been great.
Eating. It would have been very noisy.
Is
there a mechanical bowl involved?
I considered it. But then I was like, you know what? No, probably not the best idea. I'm just going to have to say I'm coming in late. Oh, son of a bitch. I'm sorry. Yes, I said it, okay? I freaking said it. Because you know what? What you just bid on? A beautiful-looking thermos and lunchbox for that set just sold for $8.49.
Oh!
Yes, the matching thermos and lunchbox. And it looks like it's in really, really good shape, too. I'm looking at it, and, I mean, if this were mine, I would have been, like, on it. Because it looks perfect. It looks freaking perfect.
This is hysterical. There's an auction for the thermos of the art that
I'm
bidding on.
I'm sorry. Let me have a moment here. The lunchbox and thermos that looks like your artwork that you're bidding on is brand new. It was brand freaking new. Somebody got it for $8.50 and then $8 shipping, but it was brand stinking new.
Wasn't me. I swear. Wasn't me.
Damn it. Well,
no,
not
I'm
mine.
Chuckling.
I haven't seen mine. I'm sorry.
I'm chuckling over the seller's buy it now price. $49.99 for just a thermos.
Yeah, what a deal. Jump on that.
Such a bargain. What a deal.
Yeah, really. Okay,
I got better things to spend my tax refund on.
There you go again. Look at that. There's my lunchbox and thermos. Again, it sold for $5.99.
See, I suggested you go and look and see what people are paying for it. You know, you go on completed first before you look at active.
This one's
so that you have an idea of what you can expect to pay.
Well, I expected to pay, you know, no more than $10, you know, because, come on, most of the time we want to get rid of these things. They're not that damn collectible. But, man, almost makes me go, you know what, I should have bought the other artwork and then snagged that brand new thermos and lunchbox. New! You know how I love things that are mint.
The mintier, the better.
That would have been awesome. Then we'll, like, yeah, we'll bring all of our artwork together at the meet. That'll be fun.
Yay. Well, I think my pony spell is going to work. It was a good one.
I think it will, too. I think you're in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
I love the
that
pony.
That means I got you
one.
Covered, too. I get everybody
I hope
covered
so.
This week.
That would be cool. Yep. I love the, I do love the painting on that one. I'm telling you, it's,
I just love that
hard.
It's one of a kind, you know? It is what it is, and it's only one, and it's going to, you know, be whoever wins it.
But you see what else, though? And this is like, oh, my gosh, you can barely see it, but if you look at the picture, yours has overlays as well.
You're calling it mine already. I like that.
Because it is. I'm telling you. They couldn't, and I can't imagine they would not.
I can imagine everybody in the whole world looking at your wonderful brag thread about yours and saying, gee, I wish I could get me some of that.
I know. And I'm like sitting there.
And the
like,
whole world goes
me.
On eBay and looks and says, oh, look, there's something else on eBay. I think I'd like to own that since Little Alicat has one.
Yeah, I just thought that was hysterical. On the pink boards, there's like 35 replies to the board. Because I put one on the pink and I put one on the blue because you have different people. 35 freaking replies and half, like, 99% of them are like, oh, my gosh, it's phenomenal. Where did you find that? eBay, My Little Pony.
Yeah. You just don't think to search for that, you know?
And it was just so funny that everybody was like, oh, you're so lucky. That's so amazing. And never seen anything like it. And it's so one of a kind. And I'm just, like, wondering, like, was everybody asleep that week?
Everybody
like,
was watching the Olympics. Everyone was watching Apollo.
Only
oh,
one
no.
person bid against me on the other thing. Like, the opening bid was $100, and I won it for $111. You know?
Wow.
So I was really surprised. I really thought I'd be outbid on that. And I was so tempted to get the other one as well, believe me, I was, because I love the painting on this one. But it just occurred to me, because when I was looking at my auction that I won, that you couldn't see, like, I didn't expect the overlays because they had just lifted it up to show you the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Yours has overlays, too.
Yes.
You can catch part of it.
I see part of it in one of the photos.
But it's not, I mean, it's it looks like it's painted in color. It's not just a black outline like my overlay was. But it's cool is that you're going to have overlays on yours, too.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I got plenty of those portfolios. My husband has some to spare. We both went to the art store when they were having a sale, and we just kept going in through one door and out through the other door and then back in through the door we left at and out through the other door. And all day long, we just kept buying all these things. We cleared off their whole shelf of portfolios. So he has this big original art collection for comic books. So he needed a place to store all these things. Oh yeah, that's his thing. That's how that's how I know about the original art and the stats and the whole thing.
Right.
It's like his thing. He collects old comic book art. Do you know how big a regular comic book is, right? It's about what, maybe 10 inches tall, 11 inches tall. Yeah, the original art for them is like 24 inches by whatever, 18, 16. It has to be huge. And the old art from the '50s is even larger.
Yeah, I'm looking at this. I'm wondering why, because this is something that I was curious about to begin with, is that the one that I got had an opening bid of 100, and it had the pencil, colored pencil piece, it had the painting piece, it had the original sticker, and it had the third.